Okay. Boker Tover Bosai, welcome everyone to Summer's Mun. And let's start from the beginning, or maybe even a little before the beginning. Says the mission, the beginning of Yoma Shivas Yomim Kodin Yom Kippur, my preaching from Godly Beso, the Lishkas Parhedrin. Right, the whole first, quite a number of lots in the second we'll deal with why the Kohen Gadol needs a hafrasha of 7 days to prepare for the Avodat Yom HaKippurim. But Rashi says here, why the Kohen Gadol? Shekol Avodat Yom HaKippurim Einak Sheira Elabo Kibi Yolech Bahoriyo Perek Batra Dechtiv Gabi Yom HaKippurim Mishi Perek Wainu Shim Shach Lato. Okay, before we get to Gemara Refar Shlomo Afrishin, Rashi is telling us what are basically the four psukim. The psukim say explicitly that in Parshat Achrimot, that Aaron HaKohen, Zosi of Aaron HaKodesh, and in case you weren't sure what happened after that, it says very explicitly, HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtav Mibanav, it says, Re'al Mechiparek Menesh Yimshach Lotzov Asher Yimalei Seydo Lechai, that only the Kohen Gadol does Avodas Yom Kippur. This is found many places in Shas. It's found in Horios, where Rashi footnotes. It's found a few places in Masechet Yoma as well. And here we have a fundamental machloket. First of all, it all starts with the Baal HaMor's point, although some of the Baal HaTosos point this out a little earlier than the Baal HaMor. If you look in most of our piyutim that we say for the Seder Avoda of in Musaf of Yom HaKippurim, such as those of us who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, we say Altsu Trom Deshen V'Payis Rishon. Right, they rejoiced for Trumas Hadeshen in the first pious. They did a lottery for Trumas Hadeshen. Od Yafisu Udisha Pnimi Menorah. They do a second pious for clearing the ashes from the Mizbecha Pnimi in the Menorah. Ekev Ketores Pious Kadosh Mishaleshu. For the Ketores, the new people will participate in a pious. Aroch Lesachim Yachad Pious Harbi. And Netachim, the pieces of the Karbanos, burning the pieces of the Karbanos on the Mizbeach will be the pious harvi. These are the four pious. So where do these four pious come from? This is a big theme. Many dapim in Masechet Yoma deal with the pious. It starts with the second parak. The first parak basically deals with the afrasha of 7 days of the Kohen Gadol, what we started with. And the second parak deals with the, deals a lot with the pious, right? The mission beginning of the parak, second parak says originally, Trumas Hadeshen, they used to have a race for who got to do Trumas Hadeshen. And then they started to make a pious, and the mission, the base ends, Arba Payasot Sham, Zapayin, or Payas HaRishon. There were four lotteries every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, it wasn't a lottery drawing things out of a hat. It was what we call in English, if you recall, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. That's how they would do it. But there are four payasot, and exactly like it says in Aydav Nusach Ashkenaz. So in this Seder Avoda, the first one for Trumas Hadeshen, etc. Now, the Baal HaMor has a pithy comment in the towards the beginning of the Masechet. Interestingly, the riff starts Masechet Yoma at the eighth parak, which makes sense because the riff is only Halacha L'Maaseh. He doesn't do Kachim, so. He starts from the eighth parak. The eighth parak is the only non-kachim part of Masechet Yoma. The first seven parakim are Avodas Yom Kippurim. Interestingly, the Baal HaMor and the Milchamos start a daf earlier. They start from the beginning of the Masechet, which just goes to show that the Baal HaMor, Sefer Merakaton, even though it's written as Hasagos on the Rif, it's not really only a Sefer of Hasagos on the Rif. Then you would start from the eighth parak. It's really a safer, important thing that he had to say on Shas, which sometimes we're sung on the riff and sometimes not. So he goes to the first at Prakin, and he says here, "Vavi yodea ki bali akrovo shechlisu biyotem b'seder avodas hayom arba payasos ta'u kula mivishna seinu loyvinu ki apayasos This is the fundamental problem. Fundamental problem is that almost all, there are many. If you would look in, you know, the Goldschmidt Machzor, right? There are people who publish Machzor nowadays with from Kisvei Yad, all the different Seder Avodos written for Yom Kippurim. There are lots of them. Almost all of them describe the Arba Payasot. And the Baal Mor says they all messed up. Taka, without meaning any disrespect, but it's not crazy for him to say that at least the author of Amitzkoach might have messed up, because the author of Amitzkoach made a number of halachic mistakes in this piece. The Chai Adam, Hilchos Yom Kippurim, goes through Amitzkoach and points out all the things that are just halachically impossible. And he says, before Yom Kippur, take a pen in your machzor and fix the things that are dead wrong, because you're not allowed to say it. So it could be that whoever the Mechaber Amitzkoach was not medayik in the halacha properly. Okay, but it gets a little tricky, as the Ramban points out, because there are other piyutim written by Gedolei Olam, which also have the Arba Payasot. Says the Baal Mor, it's all a mistake, because Kol Avodah Seyom Nikshir El Avod. The Kohen Gadol does everything. The Kohen Gadol does everything. There's obviously no room for a pious. Of course, what will the authors of the piyutim say back? They'll say, but what do you mean? It's in the Mishnah in Yom, right? The four payasot are found in the Mishnah in Yom. They could have been put any place in Shas, but they were put in the Mishnah in Yom. If they were put in the Mishnah in Yom, then obviously they happened on Yom Kippur. Says the Baal Mor, no. And here's a little dachuk. Says the Baal Mor, no, they couldn't have happened on Yom Kippur because Kol Avodah Yom and Kshirat El Bal. It's just, you know how it is in Mishnayos. Things come up on Yom Orcha. Once they were talking about the order of the day of Yom Kippur, they talk about the order of every day, and they threw in the Arba Payasot, even though it's not for Yom Kippur. You know, it could be stranger things have happened in Shas. It's a little funny, like, why not put in Maseches Tamid? Why do you Maseches Yomah? Like, there's other places to discuss this. But that's the big machloket. The Baal Mor says there were no Payasot on Yom Kippur. Interestingly, if you... those who daven Nusach Ashkenaz sing Amitzkoach, and I just read you, as the Payasos, and so do almost all of the Seir Avoda. However, Sfardim, including those who daven Nusach Sfard, say Atakonanta, and interestingly, Atakonanta might be the only Seir Avoda that leaves out the Payasos. There is no pious in Atakonanta. He leaves that out completely, even though he brings down most of the Mishnayos in Yoma. So it seems to be the Machaber of Atakonanta held like the Baal Mor, that there was no pious on Yom Kippur. Now, the how do you defend, of course, the Machaber of Amitzkoach and most of the Piyutim? It's not only Amitzkoach. How do you defend most of the piyutim? So there's a number of defenses, the most radical of which is the Ritva, and Daf Yud Beis discusses it, who quotes, and here I'm not sure he's quoting, because first he quotes Mori Harav, and Mori Harav held like the Baal Mor. The payasos hashnuyos lekamim mecholta lo nishnu elo leinyan shar yemos hashana. Only for shar yemos hashana. And once it's talking about once it got to talking about shumas hadesh and it got to talking about payasos and it talked about the payasos, fine. But then he quotes v'shem rabenu agadol rabozal mori harav v'shem rabenu agadol rabozal. Now, normally, we would think that Mori Harav B'Shem Rabbeinu Hagadol is the Ramban, right? Meaning the Rebbe of the Ritva's Rebbein. We're not sure who Mori Harav is, but the Rebbe of the Ritva's Rebbein is the Ramban. The problem is that the Ramban doesn't say this. That's Rabbeinu Muhammad, and he doesn't say this. So we're not sure exactly who Rabbeinu Hagadol was. Is it the Ramban like he usually calls the Ramban Rabbeinu Hagadol? It's just not what the Ramban wrote in the Ramban, but once he said something, and that's not what he ended up writing in the Mechamos, or is it some other Rabbeinu Hagadol? We're not sure. But he quotes something radical from Rabbeinu Hagadol. Right? What do we mean by kol avodas yom kippurim in shira elavot? There are two ways to interpret avodas yom kippurim. Right? Like Rav Luchstein loved to point out that the word English, it's two different things to say that someone was an English poet or to say that something is an English muffin. Right? An English poet is a poet who happens to be from England. An English muffin is not a muffin from England. It's not a muffin. It's an English muffin. Right? So, okay, he loved to point that out. Lemaisa, anything you'll find to English poets. Lemaisa, what do we mean by call avodas yom kippur in shira elavo? Do we mean English muffin? Avodas yom kippur. What's called avodas yom kippur? What's called avodas yom kippur? We all know what avodas yom kippur is, right? It's the special ritual for Yom Kippur that's mentioned in Parshas Achrilos, right? Or no, avodas yom kippur in English poet. All the avodos, which avodos? The avodos done in Yom Kippur. So does he mean avodos that are done in Yom Kippur? Or does he mean the special avodos, which are called avodas yom kippurim, as opposed to tzvidim musafim, etc., etc.? So it's very pashut. It's pashut throughout the Masechet that the pashut shot is called avodas is English poet. Called avodas yom kippurim in Mishra Elavot. All the avodas yom kippur have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Why? Because if we start going through Mishnayos, what is the Seder Yom and Yom Kippur? Or if we go through the, the Seder of the Seder of the Mishnayos, right? The second paragraph talks about the Payasos. That's pretty much all that it talks about. The third paragraph already starts talking about what the Kohen Gadol does, and what does he say? Hey, Viola, for example. If you don't flip with me, Vila is a tamid. They brought in the carbon tamid. Keretso, he shechted it mostly. Umirik asher shchid al yado. Kibel is adam bizarre. He shechted the carbon tamid, but you know, we know enough kachim, hopefully you need shchita. And therefore, go to Zidah, shchita, kabbalah, holoch, azrika. You have to shech the dam and then maybe kabbal the dam and a kli, and then bring it to the zbech. So he has to do the shchita and the kabbalah. How can you do the shchita and the kabbalah? The answer is he shechted it mostly. We know Rove works for shchita. Someone else finished the shechita, and he ran and grabbed the bowl and caught the dam. And then he went to do the zrika. Right? He has to do this weird thing of starting to shech, let someone else finish, because he has to quickly chat the kabbalah sadam. Why? Because of the tamid. He has to do all the avodas of the tamid, shechita and kabbalah, even though normally the same person wouldn't do both. It's very awkward. And then what else did he do? Continuing the mission, daf lamed aleph. V'nichnas lahakter v'tor shel shachar, to bring nothing to Torah and achreivos, the regular Torah shel shachar, v'lahit v'saneiros, and the Thomas HaNeiros, Lahakr Zorosh Yasei Barim, and to burn the parts of the carbon tumid on the Zeach, the Chavitin, the Yisayayin, and the Yayin, etc., etc. He did all the Avodos Hayom, as the Rambam says, in the beginning of Helchos Avodos Yom HaKippurim, as the Rambam says, for example, and this is very clear, Lachol Maisa. He says, all the ma'aseh midim musaf miyom zeh, says in the very beginning, the Kohen Gadol does, and in Parak Aleph, in the very beginning, has he start, b'yom atzom akrivin tamid b'shachar, tamid b'levayim, etc., etc. On Yom Kippur, we bring a tamid, and the second tamid, and the musaf, and then he gets to the specific korbanos from Parshas Achrimos, right, etc., etc. And he says, avodas kol chamesh esri v'hemos eil akrivin yom zeh, and Kohen Gadol b'levad. Only the Kohen Gadol has to do all the avodas hayom. That's very clear. Clear the Mishnah, clear the Rambam, clear to everything, etc. So the answer is very pashut. Like until we get to this rifa, the answer is very pashut. English poet, right? He has to do all the avodas on Yom Kippur, whether they're special Yom Kippur avodas or whether they're just avodas hayom. However, says the Ritva, quoting Ravenu, this mysterious Ravenu and Gadol, who should be the Ramban, but it's not what the Ramban says, so we're not sure. Or at least I'm not sure, maybe someone else's. What does he say? He says, Midoraisa ain't chokh going gadol of Vodas Hayom Mamish. No, Midoraisa only a Vodas Hayom Mamish, English muffin. Midoraisa only what it says in Achrimos. The Zosiovar Lorelo Kodesh, Refarbim, Mikro Katos, Idolova. Umeyesa, that's the Israel, you can actually see, realize that is it Shay Sea Rays in the Katos, Idolova. And that's it. And obviously, the Ketores with Nagel with them, right? That's all that you need the Kohen Gadol for Midoraisa. To meet them, Avodah Yoyona. To meet them in the other daily Avodahs, Shir Shmuel Kohen Hagadol, and anyone can do. Elul the mitzvah Kohen Gadol is fake. Maybe it's better the Kohen Gadol, but anyone can do it. Rabbanan Shavu Chov Kohen Gadol. It's only Midrabbanan that the Kohen Gadol has to do. The to meet them, etc. The Lo Itira Dvarim She'ena Meikar Avodah. They only let a Kohen Hagadol do something like finishing the Shechita, etc. Now the Heicha. The Kohen Gadol Cholosh, and how does he use this to answer the question? Heicha the Kohen Gadol Cholosh, Olsen Avodas Tmidin Af the Kohen Hedyo, says the Ritva, what if the Kohen Gadol gets weak? They did a lot of things to try to make sure he didn't get weak. Shabchus the Kohen Gadol, we'll see. They arranged the day, said he wouldn't. But what if the Kohen Gadol, he's sick and weak and he can't do it? So what do you do in that case? So he says you don't have to fire him and appoint another Kohen Gadol. Also, avodas tmidim af b'kohen hedyot. This midrabanan is not ma'akiv. This midrabanan is l'chachilo shalom b'shas adchak. But b'shas adchak, the rabbanan word goes there. We go back to the daraisa, and anyone can do the tmidim. And then he answers, behind katani tana dina payosos b'mechilten. And that's why the payosos are there. Not that they have to do the in our mesechet. Not they have to do the payosos every Yom Kippur. But they might do payosos on Yom Kippur, because the Kohen Gadol is weak. You go back to the Daraisa level, and he doesn't have to bring all the karbanos. He only has to bring the avodas hayom mamish, and then you do a payos to see which Kohen Hedyo gets to do the other avodas.
Rebbe, yes. Rebbe, yes. Question. And maybe the Baal HaMor doesn't go that far. And maybe the Baal HaMor holds that the Truma Tadeshin is from the day before, is not avodas Yom Kippur. In other words,
you don't mean the Baal HaMor.
What?
Yeah, in the Chanami, we're going to get to that. Give me a second. There's a method to my madness. So, what do we mean by what's the phrase that Rashi starts us with and appears a few times in the Gemara? Right? Kol avodas Yom Kippur me'enim k'shir elavo. Kol avodas Yom Kippurim enak shera elavo. What does this mean, Avodas Yom Kippurim? So, Rov Rishonim assume all Avodos of the day. All Avodos of the day of Yom Kippur. However, the Rabbeinu HaGadol says no. Midoraisa only the special avoda of Yom Kippurim. Not at all the avodas of the day, only the special avodas that are definitional to that day. Although he admits that Midrabanan, all avodos of the day. Okay, but that Rabban is an akev, and that's why you have arba payosos, in case where the Kohen Gadol is weak. Now, this is a very fascinating chakira. The truth is, if you go back to, it's always tricky to tie in machlokas and lomdas. This is machlokas and lomdas to tamei mitzvos. A, because, you know, the Rav didn't like to build lungs on Tamei Mitzvos, like to build philosophy on lungs. And B, because even if the reason is one thing, the way it becomes a legal halachic reality might be something else. But nonetheless, it's interesting in the realm of Tamei Mitzvos, we seem to have perhaps two different opinions on why the Kohen Gadol was so important in that day. I brought you here in a Barbanel, fascinating Barbanel, beginning of Achrimos, who says, Yom Kippur is so kadosh, Yom Kippur is so special, therefore you needed the Kohen Gadol. Because Yom Kippur is so special. So that would work in the realm of Tamei Mitzvos, You know, if we're talking about the realm of Tamei HaMitzvos, why do you need the Kohen Gadol? Again, other than Tamei HaMitzvos, why did the Kohen Gadol? Because it says so often before Shul Chumash. But says the Abraham now, because of what's his phrase? Hayom Hazeh Kadosh. It's something special about the day. If it's something special about the day, then for sure we understand that all the Kohanim of that day need the Kohen Gadol. However, the Pshuta Shomekor, I might have said, was, no, if you look at the Parsha Nachremos, even without going into the things, grow about this, Bezos Yavar Aron al Kodesh. It doesn't start by saying Yom Kippur. It ends by saying Yom Kippur, right? It starts with Zosia Bar al Kodesh. This is how you go in. What's special about going in? Keep it under the Yerah like a forest. You're going to the Makom Shechina. All the mitzvahs of the Makom Shechina are circuits there. But Mama is going to the Makom Shechina. You need this very special thing. Maybe it has to do with the Knesset L'Knai L'Knai. Knesset L'Makom Shechina. That's not because of the day. At the end, it says, when you do this on this day. And we know there's a famous Gra who says that Taka. Nowadays, you can only do it in Yom Kippur, but Aaron HaKohen can do it anytime he wants if he brought these karbanos. Right? So I would say, Pshuta Shel Mikra, it's not because of the day. The day just happens to be the day we do it. It's because of the Knesset L'Knai L'Knai. The point of all these karbanos was Bezos Yavar Aaron HaKodesh. All these karbanos, for some reason, allow you to go L'Knai L'Knai.
Is the
point
of
Rabbeinu
HaGadol that only
the karbanos was the Knesset L'Knai L'Knai? All the karbanos on Achremos, have to be the Kohen Gadol. And what I'm claiming, it'll have to be Midoraisa be the Kohen Gadol. That's what he's saying. Whatever it says in Achremos, Midoraisa needs the Kohen Gadol. Whatever it doesn't say in Achremos, it says in Pinchas, then Midoraisa can be anyone, and Midorabani needs the Kohen Gadol, but if he's sick and weak, then anyone can do it. I hope I answered your question. If not.
Why are we saying that Pshuto Shel Mikra is that we only
asked
for the thing was that.
What I'm saying is, Pshuta Shel Mikra, all the Karbanos and Achremos are in order to allow him to go L'Knai L'Knai. Is what it's saying. Bezos Yavo Aron al Kodesh. This is what Karbanos he brings to go to the Kodesh. Right? So, now here's the fascinating Sforno. This is a great Sforno. The Sforno says, how come in. We know why it says Aron in Parshas Achremos. Because you need a Kohen Gadol. That's the first Mishnah. You need a Kohen Gadol. It's Gemara all over the place. Over here, few plays in Yom also, right? Why does it say by the Ketores, the Hector all of Aaron Ketores Samim, ba-boker, ve-tibos, ha-niros, yak-tirena, ba-halos, Aaron es ha-niros, ben-arvayim, yak-tirena. Ketores tamil fleshem, ador-sechem. Why do you talk about Aaron lighted the menorah? And Aaron bring the Ketores. So, after all, that little bit of Kohen Gadol there on every day for the Negros and the Torahs. So, and you know what? It never says Aaron brings a Tumit every day. Why every day does it say Aaron? We know Pladak Galachli. That just makes it a good question. Why does it say Aaron lights the Negros and brings the Torahs? Says the Sforno, it's referring to Tkufat HaMidbar. In the Midbar, what was unique about the Midbar? Ki Anan Hashem al Mishkan Yomam. Right? The Anan, Hashem Shechina rested in the Mishkan. It doesn't say Kodesh Kadosh. Anan always means Shechina, rested in the Mishkan during the 40 years of the Midbar. Says the Sforno, if Hashem's presence was revealed, the Anan in the Mishkan, during the 40 years of the Midbar, just like it was revealed, Ledorot, in the Ki be'anan Yisrael hakaporis on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kadoshim, just like when Hashem's Shechina is revealed be'anan l'doros in the Kodesh Kadoshim in the Kohen Gadol. Likewise, when Hashem's presence is revealed be'anan only during the 40 years of the Midbar in the Kodesh, what we call the Heichal, regular Beis Hamikdash, not the Kodesh Kadoshim, you need a Kohen Gadol. It says you don't need a Kohen Gadol from the Tamid because he didn't go into the Mishkan, and the Doros you don't need a Kohen Gadol to go into the Mishkan because there's no anan there. But when there was an Anan in the Kodesh, meaning not Kodesh Kodesh, the other part of the building, you needed a Kohen Gadol, just like on Yom Kippur. Okay, great diok. But what's the Sforno assuming? I think what the Sforno is assuming is that why you need a Kohen Gadol? Not because of the day. If the Kohen Gadol is because of the day, then what does that have to do with every day for 40 years, lighting the menorah and bring the Ketores, which were the only two things you had to go inside the building to do. Obviously, he understood it had nothing to do with the day. It had to do with the Kinesa of Hakam Shchina, with the Kinesa of Nayim with Nim. Just for the 40 years of the Midbar, even going with Nim was the equivalent of with Nayim with Nim, because the Anan was there. So, clearly, Al Pita Sforno, you might say, no, it's because of the Kinesa Lifnayim with Nim, which for 40 years included Kinesa with Nim.
The Sforno is still a little bit question begging, but you still have the question of then why is the point Gadol this specific person who's doing the search all for Kinesa with Nim? He's still going to end up giving like an abroad and now kind of an answer.
No, you'll say because this is such a holy encounter, you need the holiest person. Okay. Yeah, that I think is going to come down to at some point. Okay, so I thought this could very well correspond to the machlokas on the Doraisa level, again, not on the Rabbana level, the Doraisa level, but also on the Rabbana level, the Shas HaChak, between the Rabbeinu HaGadol and Rav Rishonim. Rav Rishonim assume that it's all the Avodas of the day because the day is holy. And the Rabbeinu HaGadol assumes, no, it's only the things listed in Nacharemos. It's not the day that's holy, it's the place that's holy. I understand, it's not coincidence. The day is holy because you go to a holy place, and you go to a holy place on a holy day. But which factor is the relevant factor? Which factor just ties it indirectly? So I thought that the Rabbeinu HaGadol work well if it's all about the Kinesa Lefnayim Lefnim, and the Rav Rishon work well. It's about the Kedusha Yom, as the Abarbanel says, right? Hayom Hazeh Kadosh L'Elokeinu. Okay, now let's just try to summarize a little what happens in the end with the Payasos, and where, besides the Ritva, where the rest of the action is in arguing about Payasos. So the main thing that the Rishonim argue about is the Trumas Hadeshen. Is the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen is the first Payas, that's where it all starts. Right? And basically, there are three opinions about payasos, right? Hama payasos hayu on Yom Kippur. The first answer is the Baal HaMor. Said the Baal HaMor, zero. Kol avodas yom enim tshira ela bo. There are no payasos on Yom Kippur. Who agrees with the Baal HaMor? It sounds like that's the Moro, not Rabbeinu HaGadol, the Rebbe. But the Rebbe, the Ritva says, the bayosos hashnuyos v'kaman v'mechaldim lo nishnu elo l'inyan shar yimos hashana. It's only for shar yimos hashana. Right? So whichever this Rebbe the Ritva was, seems to agree with that as well. And many balitosos agree with that, seem to hold that as well. If you look on the Afkofim base, the Gemara says, the Afkofim base, the Mishnah says that when did they Trumas Hadeshen? On a normal day, they did Trumas Hadeshen around the time the rooster crowed. And in Yom Kippur, they did it from midnight. Why in Yom Kippur from Chatzos? So says the Gemara, Mishum Chulsha the Kohen Gadol. Ika Chulsha the Kohen Gadol. Because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol. What does that mean? What's Pashup Shat? What do we mean? Weakness of the... of the Kohen Gadol. So, Pashas, it means, the Kohen Gadol shouldn't be weak. If he did Trumas Hadeshen when the rooster crowed, which is right before daybreak, then he'd have to work hard for Trumas Hadeshen. And then, as soon as the dawn came, he'd have to work hard for all the other Avodos, and he wouldn't have time to rest. But if they do it at midnight, mainly stayed up all night anyway, it says in Mishnayos, the first paragraph. So if they did it at midnight, then he'd have 6 hours to rest between Trumas Hadeshen and the other Avodos. And then he wouldn't get so weak. That's what Tosos says right here in the Stam opinion in Tosos. Mashvada filu Trumas Hadeshen, she avodas halayla, ain't a kshira elabo. Even Trumas Hadeshen was done at night, is only done by the Kohen Gadol. Olohachim akdimele, v'sheyanuach bein avodas ol avodas hayom. And that's why you do it early, so we'll have time to rest between Trumas Hadeshen and the other things. Says the first day in Tosos, the middle name here. The Kohen Gadol did Trumas Hadeshen. It says the pious for Trumas Hadeshen. Obviously, it says in the pious for Trumas Hadeshen, that's Agam Orcha. For some reason, Agam Orcha, instead of Yom, they discussed a regular day of the year. But on Yom Kippur, there was no pious. The Kohen Gadol did Trumas Hadeshen. That is the day of Tosfos here, the Tosfos Yeshanim, right here in the same place as well, says Mikan Mashri Kohen Gadol Osa Trumas Hadeshen. What about the pious? That's on a regular day. And what's the proof? It also says that the pious from Shechem the Korban Tomet, and who did Zerika the Korban Tomet, and we know that it was done by Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. So the pious should not be Yom Kippur, just Agav Urcha. Mishnah strains that way. He throws in things. Agav Urcha and the Tosfos Rush. And in the Tosfos Rush, a little later in Daf Lamed, he quotes already a name, Rabbeinu Elchanan. The Baal Tosfos names Rabbeinu Elchanan held that the Kohen Gadol did everything, even Trumas Hadeshen. And also in the Ritva that we saw here, he said that he quotes the Rosh Mishans, Amah, Trumas Hadeshen, any other Kohen Gadol. And what I'm going to assume is whoever says Trumas Hadeshen is done by the Kohen Gadol. There was no first pious, there were no any. There were no piousists, right? So one shita is zero. That is the shita of the Baal Hamor. He says explicitly, there are no piousists. That is the argument from silence from the Mechaber of Atokonanta, right? He leaves out the piousists. Lechor, it's an argument from silence. Lechor, he leaves out the piousists. Because he holds like the Baal Hamor. And interestingly, there is a piyut that's not a Seder Avoda, just one of the slichos for Yom Kippur. We don't say, most of us don't say slichos in Yom Kippur except for Ne'ilah and Mariv. Right, Marv say slichos, you're going to be the Zerachim, etc. And on the Ilu we say slichos. The original minhag was to say slichos during all five tefillos on Yom Kippur. What happens, I have one old master at home. In the minhag of Ashkenazim, at least, was that all Ashkenazim said the same slichos for Marv, all Ashkenazim said the same slichos for Ne'ilah, and every sort of less than a country, every like area, had its own minhag for which slichos are saying Shachar's Mosfah Minhag. There were like 12 different minhagim, which sleep of St. Shachar's Mosfah Mincha. So they started printing Machzor, and they didn't want to waste all the pages. They printed the slichos in Mariv, they printed the slichos in Ne'ilah. And I have an old Machzor at home. When you get to the place where slichos belong in Shachar's, the Mosfah and Mincha, it says, everyone says slichos according to their minhag here. And then what happens is, if it's not printed, it's like now the article. Not printed, then it doesn't exist. It's not in the master, it doesn't exist. No one read the fine print. So everyone, all Ashkenazim stopped saying it. Except for Yekis, stopped saying Slichos. The Rav was very machmed. There was me Ikara didn't say Slichos in every tefillah of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day of Kapara and Slicha. So that's why, in some places influenced by the Rav, such as I believe in YU nowadays and in Gush nowadays, they say a little Slichos on every tefillah. But you don't say, in any case, there is a Rishon called Rav Shimon Rabbi Yitzchak who wrote a Slicha, not a Seder Avoda, for Musaf, and in it he has an interesting line. He says, and he's not going through the whole Seder, he's just Behilchas HaTamed Lo Echar Ubit Lo HaPayasos Tzom HaMuvchar. They're Revatel the Pious on Tzom HaMuvchar. Right, very, very clear. They're Revatel the Pious on Tzom HaMuvchar. So this is the Moral Shef HaRitva. This is the Paitan of Shimon Bar Yitzhak that I just read to you. You can find it if you, any of you have the Goldsmith Maxer at home, who says, Ubitlu HaPayasos. Ubitlu HaPayasos. Bitzom HaMuvchar. That is very explicit. It's an argument from silence, Rav Tukananta. But this is better than an argument from silence, right? The stimas, the Baal Mechaber, or Yeshiva's phrase, Baal Mechaber, of Atokonanta, all leave out payasos, and it's clear, it's pasha, that any Rishon who says the Kohen Gadol had to do Trumas Hadeshen holds there are no payasos, right? Because there's no first pious, there's for sure not the other payasos. Right, no first pious, which was done even at night. There's for sure no pious for the things that were done during the day. So plus, all the Rishonim who paskened, the Kohen Gadol does Trumas Hadeshen? Who were the Rishon who paskened that? The Kohen Gadol did Trumas Hadeshen. Some Bali Tosos of names, Rabbeinu Elchanan in the Tosos Rush, the Rosh Mishans in the Ritva, and the first Deya in Tosfos and Tosos Yeshanim, which probably was either Rabbeinu Elchanan or Rosh Mishans, or another Bali Tosos who held like them. Right, we have lots of Deyas that there were no Payasos to support the Balamor. Oh, why does every Kiyot, every Seder Avodah want to have Payasos? Okay, they made a mistake, you do. That is one opinion. What's the next opinion? The next opinion is that there are two other opinions, best of my knowledge. One or four. Right? The opinion that says there was one is the Riva quote in the Tosfos Rush. Tosfos Rush quotes the Riva, who says there was there was one pais. There was one pais. This is the Riva in the Tosfos Harash. He says explicitly there was one pais on Yom Kippur. So now he asks, why is payasos the Mishnayos of Yoma? If there are other payasos on Yishama, only one of them happened on Yom Kippur. The answer is, since one of them happened on Yom Kippur, they had to bring the first. And Agav the first, they bring the rest, right? That's not such a crazy shot. If you look, the mission that Chafbeis begins second parak says they made a pious for Trumas Hadeshen. Arba pious of Sayusham is that pious of Rishon, meaning they're the pious for Trumas Hadeshen. Which one? Meaning Trumas Hadeshen. The first pious for Trumas Hadeshen happened in Yom Kippur. And then Agav the first pious, now it's not so crazy, are payasos that were on other days of the year, and this is the first one, and they mentioned what the other three payasos were. Right, now we understand what it's doing in Yom Kippur. One of them happened in Yom Kippur, so they mentioned all four. This is the Shita that Tosfos Rush, quoting the Riva, and this also seems to be the Shita, excuse me, this also seems to be the Shita of the Rambam. What does the Rambam say in Perek Dalet when he starts to describe step by step? The Yavuz Hayom, Seder, Komasov, Shemiyom, Zekachu, you do a pious for Trumas Hadeshen. And they set up the wood on the Mizbeach and the things burning on the wood, etc. And they clean the Mizbeach. Like they do every day on the order that I mentioned. Actually, you get Shechitas HaTamid until you get Shechitas HaTamid, and then the Kohen Gadol takes over. So once the Shechitas HaTamid is no more payasos, he only mentioned the Pisim the Trumas Hadeshen. Sounds to the Rambam like there's only one pious for Trumas Hadeshen. Can I prove to you that according to the Rambam there's only one pious for Trumas Hadeshen? I can't prove to you. If someone would want to say there was a second pious, I can't disprove it. So the Rambam says, Mephisim the Trumas Hadeshen. Umesadrin es ha-maracha. And they're Mesadrin the Maracha. That was generally done together with Trumas Hadeshen. Umedashin es ha-mizbeach. And they cleared the ashes off the Mizbeach. Cleared the ashes off which Mizbeach? Here, it's a little ambiguous. Cleared the ashes off the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which is part of Trumas Hadeshen, or cleared the ashes off the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Pashat shot in the Rambam is cleared the ashes off Mizbeach HaPnimi. Because Bishan Mizbeach is always used for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So in other words, there was Trumas Hadeshen and Sidur Maracha on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and there also was Dishem Zeh HaPnimi. Dishem Zeh HaPnimi was generally, if you look in the Mishnayis, one of the 13 things assigned with the second pious. HaPayis HaShteini, Mishokhe Mizorek Mimidashem Zeh HaPnimi. So the Rambam is a little ambiguous. Does he mean, just like the regular order, we did one pious for Trumas Hadeshen and another one for Dishem Zeh HaPnimi? Or does he mean, no, he's in the piece from the Trumas Hadeshen? I happen to think the most pashut shot is the Rambam held there was only one pious for Trumas Hadeshen. What about Dishem Zeh HaPnimi? How did they determine who did that? So I think the pashut shot of the Rambam is he had mefisim the Trumas Hadeshen. Pashut shot is in a regular day there'd be a second pious for the Hakrovas HaTamid, and 13 Kohanim would win, 12 for the Tamid and one for Dishem Zeh HaPnimi. Okay, but on Yom Kippur when there's not another 12 people for the second pious. I think the Rambam just stuck. Dishum Zechafim means the first pious. That's why I said Nefisim L'Trumas Hadesh. So in my opinion, I think the Rambam held, like the Rambam that told Srosh, there was only one pious, and the rest were Agav Orcha, and that one pious included Dishum Zechafim, which normally went to the second pious, with another 12 things. But if there weren't another 12 things, it went to the first pious. If someone wants to claim the Rambam, I can't prove it either way. I didn't really see Achronim who committed themselves one way or the other. Someone wants to claim that since he says Kederosh Osim Chol Yom, that means since every day there's a pious tradition of Zeh Chafnigi, there was one today also, and there were two pious also, which would be a sheet that nobody should have said before. You could. Theoretically, maybe you could say the Rambam is, but I think the Rambam held, because the Rambam explicitly mentions Mephisim L'Trumas Hadesh. He mentions one pious, not a second pious. So, you know, if he relied on, like we do every day, to be pious, why would he say he's on the Trumas Hadesh? So I think Pasha the Rambam had only one pious. Just today, you stuck Dishon Zeh HaPnimi together with Trumas Hadesh, because there was not a lot of other things to put him with in a second round. Okay, if someone wants to say the Rambam hold there were two piousos, it's theoretically possible. Okay, but I think Pasha Pshat the Rambam with one pious, and then he agrees with the Riva, as quoted in the Tosfos. As quoted in the Tosfos Harash, who holds there are four. So we saw the Rabbeinu Hagadol held there were four, but only if the Kohen Gadol was weak. Who held there were always four? We haven't seen it yet, but that's what the Ramban holds in the Mulchamos. The Ramban in the Mulchamos holds there were four. He takes the Mishnayos literally, and the Gra hold there were four. In the Adaris Eliyahu. Yes. No, it sounds like they have it only if he's weak. So in which case, he doesn't really think there were four normally, only on very rare occasions. The Ramban, the Gra thinks there were four every time. So the Shita of the Balamor Udi'ime. Oh, and Lechora Mechabre. Rove, Sigrei Havoda, that's it. Kigon, Amitz Koach. Right, most of the Sigrei Havoda, it's not just Amitz Koach, most of the other Sigrei Havoda that no one says nowadays, but once upon a time, everyone does it, it's choose from, including the Arba by Yosos, Pashas, they have like the Ramban, and that's what Ramban starts by saying. The Ramban starts off in the Muhammad by saying, he. Kedarka Bakodesh, he has harsh words for the Balamor, right? The Ramban didn't mince words, and he says, Gamba Eina Yipale. I also thought this was strange at first. Happy Payas Yom Kippur. Aval Afasir of Rabablish and Mirror of Sinikas of Yosef, but even the old ones, like the ones written by Yossi from the time of the Amorim, I assume he wasn't Babli, but the old ones from the days of Chazal. What does he say sarcastically? What are the odds that everyone in the world was stupid except for the Balamor? Okay, that's the opinion of Balamor in general. Now we're ready to analyze. Okay, so what is really going on here? So what's the machlokus here? Let's start with the machlokus between zero and one. What's the machlokas here? The machlokas is Trumas Hadeshen. Who does Trumas Hadeshen? Does the Kohen Gadol do Trumas Hadeshen, which is there were no payasos, and the Mishnah is totally lavdavka? Or did the Kohen Hedyot do Trumas Hadeshen? In which case, if a Kohen Hedyot does Trumas Hadeshen, then there is at least one pious. Okay, which Kohen Hedyot do Trumas Hadeshen? And then, even if there's only one pious, we understand what it's doing in the Mishnah. There was one pious, and then four of the other ones as an Agav Orcha, which is very reasonable Agav Orcha. So, here we have a machlokas in how to interpret Gemara and the machlokas in Svara. So, what's this machlokas? In Inyan, Trumas Hadeshen. Who did Trumas Hadeshen? Remember, who said the Kohen Gadol does Trumas Hadeshen? The Balamor. The Moro Shavaritva, the Rabbeinu Ochanan, the Rashbi Shans, The 1 second. Yeah. The Rosh Hashanah. Who else? The Re in Tosfos. The Re in Tosfos, we don't know how many, we don't know. He held coin. No, sorry, not the Re in Tosfos. The who held that of the coin head yot. The Riva. The Rambam says most of them. The Ramban, and we'll leave out the Kronos. The Grah. All held that it was normally done by a Kohen Hedyot. We're not dealing with the Rabbeinu HaGadol and the Rishon Tosfos. We don't know the Rishon general sheet about Payasos, how many Payasos, but he held it was done by a Kohen Hedyot. What is the Machlokas here? The technical part of the Machlokas is how do they explain the Gemara Daf Chaf and Beis? Of course, it's from Chol Shav the Kohen Gadol. We show Chol Shav the Kohen Gadol because the weakness of the Kohen Gadol they did early at Hatzos. That seems to prove, with Umra, that it was done by the Kohen Gadol. So, what's the proof? Let's talk now about Svaras, first about proofs. The Raya is the Chaf of the Beis, Mishon Chulsha, the Kohen Gadol. If they had to do it early, because the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, it proves the Kohen Gadol did it. How do you get out of this Raya? Right? How do you, what are the terrors for this Raya? So there are two ways to get out of this Raya. One more radical way and one less radical way. Tosos quotes the Riva, who says, the Logar seen in Kohen Gadol. Change the Girsa. Elohaf Yarsin Shum Chulsha de Kohen. Shum Chulsha de Kohen. Shakohen HaTorem Yehei Chalash. Because of the Chulsha of the Kohen. Okay. Why exactly, why would this Kohen exactly be chalash? Not 100% clear. Not 100% clear, but says the Re. He says, Garcinon, Bulsha, de Kohen. The simple shot is that this is Das Yachin, Riva, I mean, not the Riva. The simple pshat is everyone stayed up all night and everyone was fasting, and therefore at midnight the Kohen would have more strength than in the morning. Ah, the Kohen Gadol Mela fasted all night and then worked all day, etc. And this one schlepper Kohen, what's the difference? Because a few minutes of work at midnight or later. All right, nonetheless, you know, they wanted to make it easier on this Kohen for whatever reason, closer to Kohen. That's what the Riva says. Everyone else gives a different answer. The Re and the Ramban and everyone else answers no. Chulsha de Kohen Gadol. What do we mean? Chulsha de Kohen Gadol. We mean that there's a lot of work involved in Trumas Hadeshen. We know in Trumas Hadeshen, after they scoop one Trumas Hadeshen, scoop full of ashes and put it next to the mizbeach, they would clear the mizbeach. Sometimes it can take a while to clear the mizbeach, and then also. It's not part of Trumas Hadeshen, but after Trumas Hadeshen, they're having to sidra the Ma'aracha. They have to set up the Ma'aracha, I think, is a pyre in English, right? They have to set up the pyre. There's a lot of work they have to do at Trumas Hadeshen. And what's the problem? If they started Trumas Hadeshen late, it was other Kohanim. If they started Trumas Hadeshen when the rooster crowed, they might not finish the work till 8 o'clock a.m. And if they finish at 8 o'clock a.m., then the Kohen Gadol will have to hurry during the day. And it'll be hard if he's weak. But if they do it at midnight, then they'll finish in the early hours of a.m. And the Kohen Gadol will be able to start his work smack at the crack of dawn. And then he'll have a lot of time. He won't have to rush, and he won't be weak. That's Pashut Pshat. Says, today, Sheyesaimu Lifnei Alos HaShachar. It's not the Kohen Gadol doing it, but say they would finish before Alos HaShachar. The Kohen Gadol, lo, yelachos, if I can use modern Hebrew. Right, it's in the other Kohen Hedyot, the Trumas Hadeshen, but we should close to Kohen Gadol, we want the Kohen Hedyot to do it early, so that he would finish before Alos, So Kohen Gadol wouldn't be pressured and wouldn't have to rush to squeeze a lot of avoda into less than 12 hours. And no, not normally. Only Mishum Kol Shel Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol had to be done yet? No, he had the whole day, but he had a lot to do. Keep in mind, he was fasting. He might have been old, right? He was fasting. It was a lot of hard work, and he had to do everything himself. And there's a lot of, like, you think it's not so much work? Like, oh, you shech the tamid and you catch the blood and you throw it in the mizbeach. Right, that's not so bad. And then you have to take every piece of it and bring it and burn it on the mizbeach. And that's not the end of the world, it's a little shepsel. Then you have the musaf, right? Parbin bakar, etc. You ever try carrying a cow up to a mizbeach? It's a lot of work, right? Forget about the Avodas Yom Kippur. So he had 12 hours worth of work to do. And you didn't want to make him do it in 11 hours. That's reasonable to me. I never tried carrying a cow up in his bath. But I can imagine that he needed 12 hours and he had to rest a little in between. It's really hard. What if it's hot outside and he's fasting? I envy the Kohen Gadol in Ruchnius. But I don't envy him in Gashmius. Okay, fine. Fine. Now, there's a riot the other way we'll get to. But let's get to the riot the other way. Even if we don't get to the stars yet. What was the raya for these Manda Amar that Tosas brings up? What was the raya that was done in Kohen Hedjot? The raya that was done in the Kohen Minyan, we're not yet done with the Svar of what is the Yom El Bo, just an external raya for who did Shemus. One external raya is Tosas Kohen Gadol, you can get out of it. What was the external raya that the Ramban and already Rivan Tosas brought? That number-based Masorah of that Yom Kippur, he has to tovel how many times? Five times he tovels. How many times did you Kiddush Yadayim Ravayim? 10 times. That's called the Chamesh Tfilos and the Asorah Kiddushin. They didn't make Kiddush Yom Kippur. On the Kiddush Yadayim Ravayim. So here, hold on a second. It's very, very clear, it's all over Shas, that you have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, Mida Oraisa, for Trumas Hadeshen. You have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for Trumas Hadeshen. Not only that, the Mishnah says in the third parak, I believe, that Midrabanan, anyone who enters to do a Avodah has to Tovel. So hold on, you'd have to Tovel and do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for Trumas Hadeshen. If so, then, but it's very clear, the Mishnah lists all 10 Kiddushim and all 5 Tvilos. And they start before the tumit. So if at Chatzos at midnight, the Gemara lists from Alos HaShachar, 5 and 10. But if he has to do Shubas Hadeshen, then he has to do a Kiddush and a Tvila at Chatzos, and then he has more than 5 and 10. Right? So that's the right. That's what Tulsa says, the Rifa says. The Ikon Gadol Torah, okay, looks like the Tvila, Tavadi, Chamashvila, Zasari, Kiddushin, Shkun Gadol Tokmo Bayom. Right, the raya is because then it would be more than hey tvilos viyud kiddushin. That was the raya the Ramban and everyone brought that the Kohen Gadol can't be the one of the Tumas Hadeshen because then it would be too many tvilos for kiddushin that would be against our Masorah. How do all the Rishonim answer that? Bali Tosos, everyone answered. They were Bali. Hard to say. How did the Bali Tosos answer this? Exactly. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is that, the Masorah of 5 and 10 only counts daytime Tvilos Bikidushin and the Trumas Hadeshen. Was done at Chatzos, was done at night. Okay, why? We'll get to it. Meretz Hashem, we never. Now, let me just take it back one step and ask, what's going on here in Svara, the Machlokes, the Trumas Hadeshen? We know there's a riot one way, basically, people don't necessarily, they don't start with a Svara. They start with, well, Kol Shel Kohen Gadol, you have to explain that, and 5 and 10, you have to explain that. But what's the issue with Svara? Trumas Hadeshen Svara. What's the Svara of the Baal HaMor? The Baal HaMor doesn't need anyone to tell us his Svara. Right? Doesn't need anyone to tell us his Svara. Kol Avodos HaYom. Right? Einam Kshira. We're Kol Avodos HaYom. Einam Kshira. Einam Kshira. Elabob. What's the Svara of the Ramban Udime?
Would that include Halatavarim of Durim at night?
What?
Would that include Halatavarim of Durim at night time?
You mean the following night time?
No,
that is an amazing question.
Well, Yom Kippurim from Erev.
What? Leil Yom Kippurim from Erev Yom Kippurim. Would that include it? The Ramban says explicitly not. Perhaps not, but we don't know. There's no proof whatsoever, and
according to Baal HaMor.
What?
According to Baal HaMor.
According to Baal HaMor, the answer is I'm not sure. It's going to depend on the two analyses I'm about to suggest. There'll be enough to mean in between them. What about the Riva and the Ramban? I'm just giving some names. The Chuli. Right, what's their Svara? After all, Kol Avodos HaYom Einam Kshira Elabo. Don't give me the Ritva's Rabbeinu HaGadol. The Ritva's Rabbeinu HaGadol. No one's the Ritva's Rabbeinu HaGadol. Right? They're not the Ritva's Rabbeinu HaGadol. Right? That's easy. The Rabbeinu HaGadol. Then that's possible what the Svara is. Right? If you're a Rabbeinu HaGadol, it's not true that all the Avodos they have to be done with HaGadol. Only things are not Ramos. And Chuba Sedeshin is not Nech Ramos. Parsha Sat. But no one needs it. That's nothing. What do they all answer? Someone in two words?
Is it a night thing? Is it the day before or this day?
Exactly. It's Avodas Laila. That Avodas Laila. And of course, we know in Beis HaMikdash, we do have this principle that the Laila follows the Yom. Meaning, it's not, maybe it's not just a one. But this Laila is not included in Avodas Yom HaKippurim. All the Avodas of Yom HaKippurim are only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. But this is not an Avodas Yom, this is Avodas Laila from Chatzos. And Avodas Laila does not include the Kohen Gadol. Okay, that is the Nachlokes. Okay. So now Effie's trying to analyze. Now Effie's asking us to go a little deeper, although he's two steps ahead of me. And he's making an assumption. So he's dangerous to make assumptions. Isaac, I'm out of space. Now, here's the fascinating question. What is the yesod now of the machlokas between the Baal HaMor Rebbe and the Riva and the Ramban? On the one hand, Kol Avodas Yom Kippurim El Kshir El Avod. Makes sense. On the other hand, that's Avodas Yom Kippurim. And Truba Zadeshin is Avodas Laila. That also makes sense. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between them? Now, what would Rav Lichtenstein say here? What would Rav Lichtenstein say here? I never heard Rav Lichtenstein give Shir and Yom. Exactly. Rav Lichtenstein say whenever something's at the interaction of two factors, they could be arguing out one factor, arguing out the other factor. Meaning, what did the Baal HaMor say? Sorry, what did the Ramban and the Riva say? They say, no, Avodas HaLaila don't need a Kohen Gadol, and this is Avodas HaLaila. So what are they arguing about? Maybe they're arguing about the nature of Din Yom Kippur. Do Avodas HaLaila need Kohen Gadol or not? Or maybe they're arguing about Trumas HaDeshen. Is Trumas HaDeshen Avodas HaLaila or not? Not sure what you mean.
What role is him in that? I mean, Cooper, maybe more in general. What's his status supposed to be? Is he a super Cohen? Is he a separate role?
I mean, that's a fascinating question. I'm not sure how you're going to get that into here without turning into whether Avodas HaLaila needs Cohen Gadol or not.
There's a middle sheet that I'll need it there that says that even though there's no payasos, the Cohen Gadol appoints like friend and family. Did the other ones that otherwise wouldn't be done by somebody like the highest? It shows that he needs to be in Baum, but not him specifically for prison. I'm sorry, it's been Schlefus.
Aha! Fascinating. Okay, I didn't know that Sefer Etzer. What? Really? Okay. I'm not here. Where does he quote it?
The last year, he did like a five-part summer kollel.
Okay.
The title was The First Son of the Conduct.
Okay, so I have to think about that. Okay, that's a curveball. I have to think about that. Clearly, once we were looking,
he would. Rav Asaf, we don't hear the people in the classroom on the microphone. You're going to have to repeat what they say because we can't.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, Tzvi pointed out that when Rav Rosenzweig taught Yoma last summer, he quoted a Sefer Ha'itzer who had a different sheet than everyone on the board. He said, yeah, a Kohen Hedyo did the not sure what the incentive is, this in terms of the Rayus. It's the worst of both worlds, but he apparently, if this quote is accurate, that the Kohen Hedyo did Truma Sedesha, but there's no pious. The Kohen Gadol just appointed his friend. Which, why would that be? That would seem to imply, like, not just Stam nepotism. The point is that you don't need the Kohen Gadol, but you need the Kohen Gadol to appoint someone to do it. The Kohen Gadol has to be involved, even though he has to send a Shliach, even though he doesn't have to do it himself. Yesh l'ayin b'zeh harve, but, okay, we're not going to deal with that now, because I haven't seen the Itzer inside. Let us just analyze this machlokas. Let's analyze this machlokas.
Ellie, can I just get a quick clarification before we move? What we're talking about now is the machlokas between the Baal HaMor and the Riva. This would or wouldn't include the Ramban and the Melchamos. Meaning, because if you're going to say there are four piyasos and it's not just an Avodah Salaila.
So here we're dealing with the machlokas about Shubas HaDeshen, meaning the machlokas between Mandomer 0 and Mandomer 1 and Mandomer 4 together.
But how does the verse Delilah work into the...
Between 0 versus 1 or 4, who are the same for Trumas Hadeshin purposes. Right? We haven't yet analyzed the difference between Mount number 1 and Mount number 4. Now we're doing 0 versus 1 and 4.
But Avodas Lila would apply, as in you'd still have to answer for the other three piasos, though, no?
Correct, exactly. But we're going to do that after we do this.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so what's the Yesod HaMachlokas here? So, what is the Yesod HaMachlokas? So, one way I can think of two ways of analyzing it so far, right? That's what looks like what we say. Whenever you have an interaction of two factors, the Din Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur versus Trumas Hadeshen, they could be arguing about Din Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur in some way, or about Trumas Hadeshen. So, the truth is that there could be other ways of analyzing this also, but okay, we'll see if someone wants to suggest that. One way might be they're arguing about Lel Yom HaKippurim. Whenever we say the Yom, does that include the Laila or not? Right? Now, if I were to ask you, when we talk about Shabbos, does that include the Laila? Yeah, I mean, why not? Talk about Yom Tov, does that include the Laila? Talk about Sukkot, does that include the Laila? Yeah, yes. Of course. So, well, what's special about Yom Kippur? So here we have the famous question of Tosfos Shanim on Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara says in Daf Pei Aleph, why does that say four times the Isser Malach on Yom Kippur? Sorry, five times the Isser Malach on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara explains why the five times. One, to Azhara of Yom, that it's Isser to do Malacha during the day. Chad Azhar Slaylam, Isser to do Malacha at night. Chad La'onish Yom, that you get punished, Kares, for doing Malacha during the day. Chad La'onish Laila, you get punished, Kares, for doing Malacha at night. Chad La'onish Yom, Yom Yom Malacha, Yom Yom. And then one, to be extra, so you can learn Inoy, the fasting is also both during the day and at night, and you get Kares both during the day and at night. Says the Tosfos Shanim, Lo yadani ibe ina b'chol doch to onesh di imam of alelka b'mlacha k'gon Shabbos as v'yom tovim u'may taima. He says, I don't understand. On Shabbos and Yontif, do you need an extra pasuk that there's nesu m'lach at night? No, like what's going on here? He says, it's very strange. Why do you need a special pasuk for the night of Yom Kippur? What's his assumption? His assumption is the night of Yom Kippur is just as much Yom Kippur as the day of Yom Kippur. And there he came on the Gemara.
Maybe, but by Zulav.
Forget who wants to answer. Yeah, there's no difference between Yom Kippur and anything else. These psukim are really for all Shabbos to be Yom Tovah. Until these psukim, we didn't know that every Shabbos Yom Tovah was 24 hours. And now we know. There's nothing special about Yom Kippur. However, the Tosos Rosh right here says...
How does that work with Me'er Vad Erev?
How does that work with Me'er Vad Erev? The Me'er Vad Erev is only an Aseh. So here we're talking about a lav. We would have known there was an Aseh. We just wouldn't have known there was a lav.
Rabbi, I ask a question. By Yantif, by Rosh Hashanah, Lemashal, it says Yom Truah, Ulakachem Lachem B'Yom HaRishon. So why don't you assume on Yom Kippur that the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur are only by Yom, even though the Yisra Melacha would be by Laila? They're just like Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot.
Could be, in a Kanabi, the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur are by Yom. But why don't you pasul the Rabbos Melacha and Inoy?
Because it says so in the Avodah B'Mifuash that they're kashur.
Okay, you know, so give me a second. I hear your Tanya. Give me a second. Says the Tosfos Rosh here, he gives an answer. Says the Tosfos Rosh, no, because it says B'Cholalocha lo tasu B'etzem hayom aseh. Since it says Etzem hayom sounds like only the day five. Right, remember, what does Rashi say every time it says B'Chumash B'etzem hayom aseh? In a non-halachic concept? Smack in the middle of the day when it was light outside, right? Exactly. I mean, day as opposed to night. Rashi Olam Kodesh says, Etzma Yom Hazeh, Noach went into Etzma Yom Hazeh, so everyone would see him going in. The Jews left the tribe to Etzma Yom Hazeh, so everyone would see them leaving, etc. Right? Etzma Yom Hazeh means the daytime, so to make up for Etzma Yom Hazeh, you need an extra drasha. He doesn't explain why. The Gvur Sari says something which is already a little more conceptual. The Gvur Sari here, the Gvur Sari is a very chashal akron on Yom, it's written by the Shagas Aryeh, also author of the Turi Evan, on other Masechtas, like the Gila, etc. The Gevur Zari says, Pashat, because Kapara is only during the day. It says explicitly in the Gemara, the Kapara of Yom Kippur is only Chal during the day. Kapara is only during the day. So if Kapara is only during the day, you might think there's only an Isser Melacha, and there's only a Chi of Inoy, and an Isser Achila even, when you get Kapara. It says, no Kapara at night, not. So what do we see here? I know this is just a hint. It's such a vague parallel. Joel is going to say this is not a mitzvah yom, but there is some room for debate about what's the status of Leil Yom HaKippurim. Tosfos Yeshanim thinks on the Gemara, Pasha Leil Yom HaKippurim is the same as the daytime. Tosfos Rosh says, what do you mean? That's my Yom Leil Yom HaKippurim is not the same as the daytime. He says, of course Leil is not the same as the daytime. It's Yom HaKippurim. Kippurim. Kapara. There's only Kapara during the day. So it's only Yom Kippur during the day. How can it be Yom Kippur when there's no Kapara? Right? Yom Kippur is the day of Kapara. And here's the fascinating question. The Havamina of the Gemara is that at night there's no, again, maybe there's an Aseh, but there's no Azhara and there's no Onesh for Inoy and Melacha. The night is really not a real Yom Kippur. What's the Maskana if we have these five? So the Maskana is the night is equal to the day. But the Maskan is still the night is second-class citizen. The night is Yom Kippur Sud Bet. We're not sure. Clearly, there's a Havamina for good reasons that the night is not the same as the day. What's the Maskana? The night is the same as the day of the Maskana, or it's still not the same, it's just Usher anyway? That's an obvious question. Whenever you have a Havamina Maskana, it brings up that question. Is the Maskana, the Havamina is flushed down the toilet and totally bottled with Buddha, while Shri, while Kayamim, we call the whole? Or is Maskana, the Havamina had a good point, but nonetheless, we still managed to squeeze in an Isser. Now again, it's just a parallel. They're talking about Inoy and Melacha. We're talking here about Mitzvah Sayom. But Yesh Lodin, here we see, what's the status of the night, especially based on the Gevurah Sari? Avodas Yom HaKippurim. I understand, you say Yom HaShabbos, that includes the night. The same, you say Yom Tov, that includes the night. Right? I understand Yom HaTzma'ot includes the night, fine. But Yom HaKippurim, the day of Kippurim, if there's no Kippurim at night, then does that include the night or does that not include the night, right? It's against the word. You can have Shabbos at night, but can you have Yom Kippur at night if there's no Kapara? Oh, we fast. Yeah, but we don't have Havamina, what is so fast to fast? Oh, we don't do Melacha. We don't have Havamina, what is so fast to do an Isser Melacha? So maybe they're arguing about, it's a very funny thing. It can't be Leil HaKippurim. It can be Leil Shabbos. Can it be Leil HaKippurim if you don't have Kapara? Meaning, what do you mean you don't have Kapara? It means Mavish. Again, I don't know what the nafkamina of Kapara is, you know, in Olam HaEmes. If a guy dies, He does tshuva, and he davens and everything, and he dies right before dawn on Yod Tishrei. He doesn't get kapara, because he wasn't there for the day. If he dies after dawn, then he gets kapara. Okay, so maybe it's about Lel Yom Kippur, the status of Lel Yom Kippur. I don't have a lot of makoros about this. You know, this is like the closest parallel I can find. Do we say that what would then be? The Balamor would say, no. The Laila is an equal part of Yom Kippur. It's one 24-hour unbroken period. While perhaps the Ramban and the Rifo would say, again, and the other people, I'm just giving examples, they would say, no, the real Yom Kippur is the Yom, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. And Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, there might not be a spirit in the Torah Rosh Hashanah. Why does the Torah say Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh? Because it's Yom HaKippur, and it's only Kapara during the daytime. Why is there a bird in the daytime? I don't know. That might be beyond my pay scale. But there's only Kapara during the daytime. That's a fact. Now, the Laila is just it's a tefillah. The Laila is also has azharas melacha ve'inoy, but it's not really Yom HaKippur. Yeah, it also has azharas ve'inoy, but it's not really Yom Kippur, because it's not the time of Kapara. So maybe they're arguing about the status of Laila.
I read in Kiddushat Aviv from Rabbi speaking that he brought a proof of this idea from the Piyut Bi'alet HaKadim Be'erev. It was shown in the book here that there are different stages to the work. Some things happen by Erev, and something happens by book.
Okay, very nice. Now, yes, see.
So the idea that if you own Kippur is such like a new fresh focus today, it would make a lot of sense that it only starts in the daytime.
Correct.
It's
correct. It's really the only chag that's so mikdash focus, right? When you compare even Pesach, we have the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is a poor on the chag, right? Most of the chag you need to know. Correct. That's a mikdash component, but not focused. After all, what is the Iker Kapara of Yom Kippur, right? Bichiperes mikdash hakodesh. Yes, all moed. Yeah, bichiper val. Of course, al kohenim yichal makal yichaper, right? But first, v'chiperes mikdash hakodesh is ol moivias hamizbeach, right? So it's very mikdash focused. Then it would make perfect. Perfect sense. So that's one way of reading the machlokas. Another way of reading the machlokas, I'm not saying there's the only two ways, but is that, no, it's about Trumas HaDeshen. Effie, jump to conclusions. Yes, who wanted to comment?
Someone else? Remy, can I ask you a question?
Yes, fine.
Yeah. The basic mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen is always the same. It's from Kriyas HaGever, whatever that is. It's only that, as we're saying on Yom Kippur, for one reason or another, that they can do it at night. It's really a day mitzvah.
Hold on, Chaim, you're getting into a big controversy here. I didn't realize you were so controversial. Almost all the Rishonim might, hold on. Chaim, you're a photographer, yes. You're a wedding photographer.
Yes.
You never heard the roosters crowing on your way home at 4 a.m.?
I didn't. Every so often, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
The roosters crow before daybreak. Almost all Rishonim write explicitly that Kriyas HaGever is before Alos HaShachar.
Okay.
So it's nighttime mitzvah. I understand. I'm not getting into this, but the Rambam, who says something about Kriyas HaGever being at Alos HaShachar, and the Akronim argues he didn't mean at Alos HaShachar, he meant before Alos HaShachar. There's room for controversy as to when Kriyas HaGever is. But the mainstream opinion is clearly that Kriyas HaGever is during the night. So it's a nighttime mitzvah.
Oh, okay. That's important. Thank you.
Right. The roosters crow before the day starts. Now, the, the,
Rebbe, what about the, Rebbe, 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 I still have another question. Why do you have to go so far in the first teretz? And why can't you just say that the Gabi the Isra Melochas Yom Kippur Gomor, the same way that Rosh Hashanah has an Isra Melochas and Skidush HaTayom Gomor Balayla, but you still can't do the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah until daytime. Same way you can't do the Avodas Yom Kippur until daytime.
Joel was right. This is what he's saying before. He's saying that I only brought that into the nice parallel. What Joel was saying is that you don't have to go so far. You could say that it's Yom Kippur Gomor Le'enyan Inoy Umalacha, but not Le'enyan Mitzvah Sayom. And then he'd say it's not so crazy, just like on there's no nighttime for shofar, there's no nighttime for lulav. Okay, there's for other things. Therefore, at least from its sayom, it's not the real day. Okay, fair enough. Now, if we jump to conclusions,
from the psukim in Parshat Afrimot, I think this is more mashma from the psukim in Parshat Afrimot than an emor. In emor, it says be'etzem hayom hazeh, you might think from Afrimot, but in Afrimot, you've got all the avoda of the Kohen Gadol, and at the end, it says on this day you should also not do.
Correct. Meaning, the truth is interesting. Yishlod and Harvey, right? Isn't it the fasting flows from the Avodas Hayom, which is what it sounds like from Emor, or, you know, is it everybody sounds like from Achremos or from Emor, like the fasting just flows from the nature of the day? Okay, we'll leave that for now. Because I want Effie to repeat what he said. Effie said, what's the point of true sedition?
Just cleaning up yesterday's
Avoda. Cleaning up yesterday's Avoda. In other words, what are you saying? That Truma Sedeshen, what do you mean by Avodas Laila? You're saying that it's sharper. It's not just Avodas Laila, it's Avodas Esmol, right? The purpose of Truma Sedeshen is really yesterday's Avoda. That's what you mean by Avodas Laila. Laila is really yesterday in the Mishnah, right? Hector Chalom Avarim Kola Laila, right? Now, that is controversial. What is the nature of Truma Sedeshen, right? Both in Tamei HaMitzvos and in Lamdash. There are two ways to understand Trumas Hadeshen, right? What are the two ways to understand Trumas Hadeshen? The Baal Amor would say that Trumas Hadeshen is Avodas Laila or even yesterday's, which is really the same thing, because the Laila is part of yesterday's, right? And what would the Ramban and the Rifa say? Or did I get it backwards? No, I got it backwards. The Ramban and the Riva, well, the Baal Amor, Udi'ime, and Rabbeinu Ochanan and whoever, would say no, that Trumas Hadeshen is, now, it's hard to say it's a daytime Avodah, right, because it's done at night, right, that's a fact. It's hard to argue with facts. But if I could steal a phrase, maybe you could say that it's Tchilas Avodas Hayom. I understand you do it at night. You do it at night. But you don't do it at night because it belongs to last night. You do it at night because it's the beginning of Avodas Hayom and you have to start early. This seems to be a machlokas in the Gemara. Look at that for Bezim and Aleph. Gemara asked, Rami, Kar, my time alone to kill our Abana Payaso. Why originally didn't they make a pious for Shumas Edition and they made a race instead? May Karasav or Kim, that one is Laila, who Loka Shiloh. First they thought since Avodas Laila, it becomes psychological. But it's psychology based on Lamdas. Since Avodas Laila, the Kohanim were in Machshavit, Lo Asr, and they wouldn't even come if there was a lot of people. And therefore they made a race. Once they saw they came, and there was that kind of, they made a pious. Ah, they were as very Varmu Pedarim, that Avodas Laila, the Kilo Rabban of Payasa. But burning the limbs, Evar, why don't we say Hector Halavim Ve'Evarim? Or here, the Lashon is Evarim Upidarim, by the way. Evarim means limbs of an animal, that you burn limbs there. Pidarim is the same as Halavim, means fats. Why do they always say Hector Halavim Ve'Evarim, or Evarim Upidarim? Because there's two kinds of karbanos. And Ola, you burn all of it, all the Evarim, and all the other karbanos, Asham, and Hathas, and Shlamim, and Bechule, you only burn the fats. So that's just why they always have the phrase Evarim Upidarim, meaning Evarim for an Ola and Pidarim, which are Chalavim, for everything else. Davodas Laila, who that's something you do the next night. But then Kilar Bar Payasa, and there was always a pious. No, Sofa di Mamahi. No, the Chalavim Evarim are not the nighttime. They're the end of today. They're the continuation of today.
Hai nami tchilas avoda d'imamahu. Says the Gemara, Trumas Hadesh is not last night's avoda. It's the beginning of today's avoda. It's tchilas avoda d'yom. Why? And I understand it's all about psychology. But they're not here talking about psychology. They're talking about lundus, because what's their proof? They bring a lundus proof. Tamar of Yochanan, Kiddush Yodam, Litrumas Hadesh, and Lamachar, and Tzarech, and Kaddush, and Kiddush, and tchilas avoda. Yochanan says, if a coin did Kiddush Yodam, and lying for Trumas Hadesh, he doesn't have to do it again in daybreak, right? You know, right? We learn Orchaim. If you're up and you do Negel Basar before Alos HaShachar, when Alos HaShachar comes, you have to do it again or not, right? So here we say, no. If he's up early and he does for a Trumas Hadesh, he doesn't have to do it again. Why? Karkidish mitchilas avoda, because that's the beginning of avoda. He did the beginning, so that shows the beginning of avoda. Eimash of karkidish mitchilas avoda. No, it's not the tchilas avoda sayom. It's avoda laila. Rabbi Yochanan meant to say, mitchila la'avoda. He originally did Kiddush for avoda, but it's not tchilas avoda. So basically, the havamina is that it's tchilas avoda sayom. The maskana is that it's not tchilas avoda sayom, it's avoda laila. That's exactly this chakira. But is there a clear maskana? No. Because ika da'amri, there's an ika da'amri. May karasav or kevdik on a shayn of also, kevdik chaz da'asav kalsar namid isakam tchila rod payasa, by regard of dirt, may be on a shayn of tchila rod fun payasa shani megum mekam. There's another Ikadamri. Originally, they didn't make a pious because it's hard to wake up early. So they didn't make a pious because no one would come anyway. And then they saw they came. It's hard to stay up late. So I think we can all relate to, at least the younger amongst us can relate to the rest. No. It's easier to stay up late than to get up early. Okay, definitely for the young crowd amongst us. Now, there's an Ikadamri. L'chora, if the first Lashon took Rabbi Yochanan's words and emended them to change Tchilas Avoda to Mitchila Avoda, then if there's an Ika da'amri, L'chor the Ika da'amri would not change Rabbi Yochanan's words. It would just take Rabbi Yochanan's words they were said, right? When there's two Lashon, if the first Lashon has to change the words of Rabbi Yochanan, L'chor the second Lashon doesn't change the words of Rabbi Yochanan. So L'chor the first Lashon holds it's Mitchila Avoda, but not Tchilas Avoda, it's Avoda's Laila, and the second Lashon would hold that it is tchilas avodas hayom. So here we have a big machlokas. Now later on in this perek, Tosos deals with. Okay, are there other deos? And the Tosos says that there's a dea according to the Lishna. Tosos asks, how come the Chazayin of Beis they assume it's avodas laila? Is it tchilas avodas hayom? Say no, that's the Lishna Kama. I mean, Tosfos assumes that it's a machlokes l'shne kama l'shne basra. L'shne basra kama holds that it is avodas laila, and l'shne basra holds avodas hayom. That's good for this machlokes, right? Where do we see this machlokes? And do we know whether we pass like l'shne kama l'shne basra? We don't know, right? So this machlokes seems to come. Where do you get this lundus? Let me erase something else. Hakira the Inyan Trumas Hadeshen. Is it Avodas Laila? Or is it Tchilas Avodas Hayom? And this phrase in Aramaic is not a phrase I made up to make a lundus Hakira. This is the Hakira in the Gemara. The Gemara says, right? Tchilas Avodas Yimama. This is the Lishna Kama. And that of Bezam and Aleph, since Avodas Laila, and this is the Lishna Basra, who says it's Tchilas Avodas Hayom, like the Pshat of Rabbi Yochanan. And as Tosos says in Chavs Zayinu and Beis, I didn't put on the chorus, what does Tosos say? Tosos says, the Gemara there that thinks Avodas Laila is Parash Lishna Kama Dile Eldam Avodas Laila. There you go, only Lishna Kama holds Avodas Laila, the Lishna Basra holds Avodas Hayom. That's good for this Hakira. What is the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is maybe Yom Kippur. Maybe the Nafkamina is Yom Kippur, right? If it's Avodas Laila, I know technically you do it at night, but if it's Avodas Laila, then you wouldn't need Kohen Gadol. If it's Chilas Avodas Hayom, then you would need Kohen Gadol, and that would explain our machlokas. This also comes up in the famous Meiri. There's a Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chav that says all the things that are mitzvahs all day that are kosher all day, and all the things that are mitzvahs all day that are all night at night that are kosher all night. Ask the Meiri and Megillah, why doesn't it list Trumas Hadeshin? Trumas Hadeshin is kosher all night. I know the minig was every day from Kriyas Hagedor, and in Kippur from Chatzos, and in Regolim from Ashur Rishona. But it's kosher all night, right? So why doesn't the Mishnah there list things that are, why does the Mishnah there list Trumas Hadeshin? What does the Meiri say wonderfully? He says the Mishnah did list Trumas Hadeshin. It listed Hector Chalav and Deivarim. Trumas Hadeshin is part of Hector Chalav and Deivarim. What does it mean? It said you could burn the leftover korbanos from yesterday all night. That includes Trumas Hadeshin, because what is Trumas Hadeshin? Trumas Hadeshin is just finishing burning yesterday's korbanos. Right? So, how would you? There's not enough gemina. This is like enough for me to answer. Answer the Mishnah in Megillah. So here you have the Meiri. Trumas Hadeshin is Bechlal Hector Chalavim Ve'evarim. Of course it's yesterday's avoda, as Effie would say. What are avodas at night? They're finishing up yesterday, right? Whenever you bring a karbon, what's the halacha? Remember the halacha? Avodos hadam. Zrikas hadam leveh has to be done during the day. Dam nifsal b'shkiyas hacham. But avoda of evarim ve'upidarim, or evarim v'chalavim, same thing. Burning after you zork the dam and you get kapara. Then you have to burn either the whole thing for an olah or the fats from a different carbon under his be'ach. That can be done all night. Those are asalahi olah mokdal his be'ach kol ha'laylada. You can burn them all night. And what's included in burning them all night? You burn them and then you take the ashes and you do shumas hadesha and you pick up the ashes. That's all part of Hector Chalav Be'evarim. That clearly shows that Savod is layla. If it's, what would be the other option? Yeah, then you would have to give a different answer. There are many different answers given to the Rishonim. Like, for example, Tosu says, well, because they usually did it at Kriyas HaGever, they couldn't put it in the Mishnah. Because they usually did it at a very exact time. It wasn't so exact, it's all open up a lot, but at a pretty exact time, they didn't put it in the Mishnah. If it's Chilas Avodas Yom,
yeah.
No, but it's still kosher kalalaila. It still is kosher kalalaila. It should be. It's a fact. Okay, so now this might also tie into Tamiya Mitzvos. Right? We can ask, again, I can't prove it to you because the lumdus doesn't always flow directly from Tamiya Mitzvos. Sometimes Tamiya Mitzvos mean one thing, but nonetheless, the way in which that mitzvah was mitzvahed was something else, but you would think it should flow. What is the reason for Trumas Hadeshin? Let's remember what Trumas Hadeshin means for both sides. Every day, they would burn lots of things on the Mizbeach, mostly Yevarim u'Kedarim, and then at night, they would burn whatever they didn't burn during the day, right? You have to burn it by the night, right? Because at Alos HaShachar, it's a psal called Luna, and once it stays overnight, it's Pasol. And then they would take from the deshen the ashes, they would scoop up some ashes, right? And put it next to Mizbeach. And then they would clear the rest of Mizbeach and clean it all up. Trumas Hadeshin, what's the nature of Trumas Hadeshin? What's the reason for the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin? So, says the Sefer Achinuch, what's the reason for Trumas Hadeshin? To be mechave and mahader, make it look nice. The noy who lamizbeach with panot hadeshim, you welcome shorei lahat lebeish. And it looks nice to mizbeach that if you're about to burn a fire today, it should be clean. But ojei shdolik yovjing at the tach hadeshim. Also, if you want it to burn well, if you light on the ashes, it's not going to burn well. Right, you have to clean it up to light well. What does Sefer Chinuch says? You know why you do Trumas Hadeshin? So that when you're burning things today, it will look nice and will burn well. That sounds like Tfilos Avodas Yom. What does he say? He says, just look, his lashon is very mitoyek. Noy hu lemizbeach lefanas hadeshin yimokom shiroin lahatibo eish, the place that's fit that we're going to light. You have to clean it up so it'll look nice today. This works well for the Sefer Achinuch. that it, to be clean and burn well today. That's Tchilas Avodas Yom. It's not the Avodas Yom. It's the Tchilas Avodas Yom. The Avodas Yom is to burn everything today. But in order to burn everything today, it has to be clean. That sounds like Tchilas Avodas Yom. Again, you could say no. Tommy Mitzos, but it's still considered yesterday. But it seems to correspond to Tchilas Avodas Yom. Meaning, why? Because like, Lu Yitzuyar, let's say you didn't bring any Karbonis yesterday. Just an evil man came and dumped lots of ashes on the bathroom in a mess. Then the chumrah, the chinam would say, well, this time still applies. You have to clean it off. It's not important what you're cleaning off. It's not relevant that you're cleaning off something that was yesterday's carbon. No, it's relevant just to make it clean. Right? Yeah, I'm not saying Allah Almighty is going to be this. I'm saying the idea. However, that is not what most people say in Tami Amitzos. Rav Hirsch says here very nicely, he has a taina. What's his taina? Says very explicitly, Truma Zedeshin is not to prepare for today. Tami Amitzos is not Tchilas Hayom. Definitely said there's Truma Zedeshin, which is scooping up one scoop and putting it next to his bath, and then they clean it anyway. Not afterward they clean it. Truma Zedeshin, he says, it was just to prepare for today. Why did they scoop up one Truma Zedeshin and then clean it? They should just clean it. No, obviously the Truma Zedeshin is not to clean. Rather, why is it? And he says, no, if you look at the truth is that if you look at Pshuta Shal Mikra, it doesn't sound like it's a clean. What do I know? That doesn't sound to me like it's clean as that. Zos Torah Olam. This is the Torah of an Olam. He all on the back on the bone, Zach Kalila on a bone. Gerba Iso Zef Tutago. Rahash made me divide it. The God of Vashal Saro. This is the Torah of the Ola. You burn it all night, and then you do Truma Sedeshin. It sounds like it's the end of the Torah of yesterday's Ola. What's the Torah? It's the Torah of everything inside, right? Zos Torah Sachatas. You know what Torah Sachatas is? That you take what's left of the Chatas, the coin eats it. Zos Torah Zerach HaShlomim. You know what the Torah of Zerach HaShlomim is? That you give parts of the coin, and the Bible eats the rest. Zos Torah HaMincha, you know what the Torah of the Mincha is? You burn part of his bath and the Kohen eats the rest. And Zos Torah HaOla, you know what the Torah of the Ola is? No one eats anything. No person eats anything. You burn in his bath and then do Truma Sadesh. Sounds like Truma Sadesh is Sof. Avodas Esmo is Avodas Laila, is not Tchilas Avodas Hayom. Now, why is it? Here you have a million already in the Darshanas. A million Shatim in the Mefarshim, as to why it's so important that it ends with the Truma Sadeshin. Rav Hirsch says, V'samo Eitzal HaMizbeach, interestingly, let's review the halachos. The Truma Sadeshin per se is, you take one scoop out, and you put an Eitzal HaMizbeach on the floor next to Mizbeach. Then eventually, Rashi does say every once in a while, when necessary, you clean it all and like put it far away. You know, but he says, that's the maintenance. Maintenance, you worry about maintenance. Here it's a ritual. You take one scoop and put it in his bayah. And what's the point of taking one scoop and putting it in his bayah? Anyone know how we paskim? What's the shear of Trumas Adeshin? How much deshin do you need to be torin? It's machlokas. Anyone know how we paskim? Any kohanim here? A kmitza, exactly. A komet. Why a komet? Because it says truma by truma sedeshin, it says truma by kmitza b'mincha. Behavior hakoyim in a mincha says harasa, and many others are tzukin. And therefore, you know, what's the point of a komets of a mincha? As harasa, the komets represents the mincha. What's the point of truma sedeshin? You can take all the ashes and put them next to the mizbeach. That would be ridiculous. Soon you wouldn't be able to walk. So you take a truma to represent all the karbanos that were burned. You take a truma and put it next to his bath. Why take a truma and put it next to his bath? Says Rav Hirsch. He says, because you want to keep yesterday's karbanos, a reminder of yesterday's karbanos. Says Rav Hirsch here. It's interesting, you know, everyone's speaking from their own place, right? Rav Hirsch is speaking from his historical place. He can't help himself but speak from his historical place. What was he very concerned by? He was very concerned by Mesorah versus Eschatchus, right? I mean, good summary of Rav Hirsch's life. Right, what does it say? It says, you think the way the Beis HaMikdash works, that yesterday is old news. Today we start fresh and do everything in a new way. That's not Judaism. Yesterday we happened to have finished burning the Karbanos. But it's not old news. We take an ashes, a kmitza, that's monster, the azkara of those ashes, we put it next to the mizbech to show that yesterday's korbanos are still with us. That we Jews, today continues yesterday. Okay, everyone's speaking from their historical time and place, from their time and place. But somehow, you know, and some of the Bali Musar have all kinds of other fanciful drushes about it, younger, etc. But says, he said, no, he says, this is a kiyum in yesterday's karbanos. Right? Others say, the kliyakra says, no, it's vehirim, it's going up. You have to show that the end of the karbanos, you know, the end was going up. Okay, then he gives a lesser mark for it. But the point is the kiyum in yesterday's karbanos. The tamei mitzvos is to teach us a lesson of what we bring home with us from yesterday's karbanos. Okay, says the chinuch, it's the clean for today. Says Rav Hirsch and many other achronim. No, it's to finally bring home and keep with us the lesson of yesterday. Okay, that's gufa this chakira. It's Truma Zadeshin about Avodas Laila, or is Truma Zadeshin Avodas Yom, and maybe Chilas Avodas Yom. It's not Avodas, but Chilas Avodas Yom. And maybe that is the yisod. Wonder what's the yisod of the machlokas between the Rivad, Rabbi Elchanan, and Tosos, or whatever names you want to put on there that we have on our list. Maybe they both agree it's Avodas Laila. They just argue whether Yom Kippur is so chumra that you need a kohen gadol for Avodas Laila also, or maybe they both agree you don't need a kohen gadol for Avodas Laila. They argue though, is it really Avodas Laila or is it Tefillas Avodas Hayom? This is Tefillas Shonos. And maybe that's the yisod of the machlokas. Okay, that's what I have to say about Trumas Hadesh, and I think this is, you know, at least somewhat how, in general, contours Howard Lifty would analyze it. Now, I want to take 2 minutes that we have. Yes?
Is there a technical problem that they burn on
the previous day? That is a machlokas. The Ramban points out it's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether it's technical or not on the previous day or not, in terms of whether it's docha malacha. Theoretically, it would be, but everyone seems to agree if it's Matzah Shabbos, which can't fall out nowadays, but good, then there's have to call up
Leibar. And is there a reason to believe that Baal HaMor would agree that that could become a Leibar Hedio?
It seems.
Oh,
that's what someone asked before. That's enough to mean in my two analyses, right? If I say the reason for the Baal HaMor is because. If I say the Baal HaMor is because the Laila is part of Yom Kippur and everything done in 24 hours needs a Kohen Gadol, then I would say even yesterday's Hector Kohen Gadol needs a Kohen Gadol. But if you would say no, the reason for the Lord is Tefillas Avodas Yom, that's definitely not Tefillas Avodas Yom, wouldn't need a Kohen Gadol. So I'd say that's enough to mean my two analysis. That's what I think. Very good. Someone asked that before and I said I would answer it and now I did. Thank you for reminding me, Yossi. Okay, now, someone pointed out this, we spent a long time, we've only gotten through one pious. How about the next three piasos? So, Isaac, I need your help. How about the next three piasos? Here we have almost all the Rishonim. Again, the very small minority of Rishonim, we say four piasos. The Rabbeinu HaGadol, the Ramban, and the Bra. Right? How do they get four piasos? Tein HaChavodas Laila. But how do you get four payasos? That's really tricky. That's challenging. Where do you get four payasos from? So the answer is, no one's really going to be able to say that the next three, but there are two basic ways to get four payasos. How do you get four payasos?
There's all these side issues that they take care of, not the real level.
Exactly. Who is the man, the Omar Arba payasos? So there are two basic drachim. One is the Rabbeinu HaGadol. He says, if the Kohen Gadol is weak, then it's the same as every day. Right? If the Kohen Gadol is weak, then the Arba Payasos are the same as every day. The Tamid and the Ketores, not the special Ketores, but the regular Ketores, etc. But what do the Ramban and the Bra say? They say no, they don't go that far. They say no, that the last three payasos are only for a small fraction of what they are on a regular day. No, they don't go with the Mishnah. They don't think if the Kohen goes weak, someone else will have to be a Bunda. Basically, say, yes, there are four Payosos, but Payosos 2 through 4 are not for what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that they are everything. Payosos 2 through 4 are only for some small part of what they were every day. Like, for example, how about, and now let's just see what in fact they are. What are the last three Payosos? So here, the Ramban at great length, and the Gra very tersely, have a machlokas. Pious number, pious mispar, what was a regular day, and what was on Yom Kippur, according to the Ramban, and what was on Yom Kippur, according to the Gra. So pious number 2, the Mishnayos tell us what they were on a regular day. That's shmizi. The Mishnah on the Chafeim and Aleph says, Mishochet, Mizorig, etc. It was 13 Kohanim, 11 for the Tamid, and 2 for Dishim, Zveach, Panimi, and the Menorah. So it's for the Tamid, plus Dishon, Mizveach, Panimi, the Hamenorah. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, well, the Tamid is the Kohen Gadol, but if for Dishon, Zeach, Apnimi, and Dishon, Hamenorah. Right? Dishon, Mizbeach, Apnimi, the Hamenorah. After all, he says, Dishon, Zeach, Apnimi, that's Avodas Laila. They would usually do it during the day, but it's Avodas Laila. And Dishon, Hamenorah, he says, he doesn't have a mocker necessarily, that's a bonus. Lila, but he says that's only hefshar avoda. That's not a real avoda. These things aren't real avodas. Okay, if it's not a real avoda, it can be done. Now, why does everyone else argue with him? Here it's not clear. Everyone else might argue with him because they say it's not worth doing the pious just for Dishu Deha, or they might argue with him by saying these are real avodas of the day. Okay, what does the Gra say? The Gra says something brilliant. As a matter of fact, all the Akronis are thinking why the Ramban didn't say it's so brilliant. Okay, and yeah, the Ramban is going to say it's not worth doing the pious for that. Is it really true that the Karbat Tamid, you don't need a Kohen Hedyot on your temper? What do you need a Kohen Hedyot for? What?
To keep the dumbs, to look after
the... To finish up! Okay, that's not question. For Meiruk Shchita, remember the Kohen Gadol has to do Shchita and Kabbalah. If he does Shchita, he can't do Kabbalah. How can he shechting catch the dam? He has to use his right hand for both. The answer is he shechted mostly. Someone else finished the Shchita while he caught the dam. So it's for finishing the Shchita. Okay, why is that brilliant? Because it says mefurish in the Mishnah that a Kohen Hedyot doesn't. So all the grounds is put 2 and 2 together. There must have been a second pious. We know a Kohen Hedyot did Mirur Shchita. Shalom Yisrael. Okay, how about number 3? Number 3 is normally the Ketores. Again, I don't mean the special Ketores with 9 of them, the regular Ketores. So what do you do on Yom Kippur? By the way, if you look in the piyut called Amitz Koach, right, that those who daven Nusach Ashkenaz say, it's before it's like the Ramban. It was written before the Ramban, but held like the Ramban. Also from Deshen, the pious Rishon, from Zadeshen, the first, on Yafisu, Ledishon Pnimi Umenorah. Very explicit. Dishon Pnimi Menorah, Mefurish and Amitz Koach. And Amitz Koach, it says explicitly like the Ramban, the second one is Dishon Pnimi Menorah. Okay, how about the third one, the Ketores? What are we going to do with the Ketores? Says the Ramban, and again, each of these really is its own sugya. You know, you get into each of these sugyas, they're arguing about the status of something, right? Why did the Ramban say his thing? The Gra say his thing? The Ramban didn't say the Gra didn't say the Ramban, and the other Rishonim didn't say either of them. Right? So again, either they argue about just what's worth making a lottery for, or they argue about the status of these actions. So what does the Ramban say? How many how many ingredients do you need to burn Ketores? Anyway, how many ingredients do you need to burn Ketores?
You need Ketores and Gechalim.
Exactly, Ketores and Gechalim. If you only have... Remember, you don't burn Ketores on the Zbeach HaChitzon where you have Eishav and Zbeach Tukadol. There's always a fire on the Zbeach HaChitzon.
Bring it in.
Right? Eishav and Tukadol, Zbeach HaChitzon. It's a lot. You always have a fire on the outside, but you don't burn Ketores on the outside. Well, Salu alav Ketores. No, no, sorry. You don't burn Ketores on the outside there. Where do you burn Ketores? Every day in the Zeh HaPnimi. And in Yom Kippur, Lefnai Lefnim in the Kodesh Kadashim. Both those places don't have a fire all the time. So what do you have to do? You have to bring coals and Ketores. So that's why, what do you call the two kelim that hold the coals and the Ketores?
The Machta.
The Machta and? And?
Kaf.
The Kaf holds the Ketores. And the Kaf, right? And the Machta holds the Gechon, because that's what a Machta is. That's a sensor. It's something you scoop coals with, right? Lachtos Eish Mi'ikon, right? Machta is Lachtos Eish. So, the Kaf and the Machta. Here's interesting. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to go in and carry the Kaf and the Machta. Lifnai Lifnim. How about, right, he would bring three Ketoruses in Yom Kippur. One regular Ketorus of the morning, one regular Ketorus of the evening, and one the special Ketorus of Lifnai Lifnim. Lifnai Lifnim, there's a whole Mishnah about how he carried the Kaf and the Machta, and it wasn't easy. Keep in mind, the Kaf Mela is a Halbitzar. The Machta is burning coals, not so hot. Okay, so they, all the special accommodations they made. What about the regular Ketorus in Yom Kippur? Did the Kohen Gadol have to carry in the Kaf and the Machta? Because those are both Ikra Voda? Or no, maybe he only had to carry the Kaf. But someone else could carry the Machta, because the Machta is not really part of the Avoda, it's just the Hechsher of the Avoda. So that is the Machlokes, says the Ramban, that, you know what a Kohen Hedyot did? A Kohen Hedyot carried the Machta. He brought in the Machta. The Machta didn't hold Kedoris, the Machta hold Gechalin, held coals. Okay, apparently the Ramban holds that carrying the coals is not the Ikra Avoda. Therefore, Kohen Hedyot could do it. The other Rishonim would say, no way. Just like Lefnai Lefnim, and Mela, Lefnai Lefnim is not a Mevraya. Of course, the Kohen Gadol had to carry the Kaf and the Machta. No one else was allowed to walk there. Question is that because carrying the Machta is the Ikra Avoda? Or no, carrying the Machta is just the Hechsher Mitzvah. It's just that. He had to carry everything because no one else was allowed to walk there. Call a dumb lawyer, but all the boy, look how people call shots. So, as the pasuk says. So, have a, the Rabban holds the Machta is not an Ikra Avoda, but apparently even the Grah disagrees. Says the Grah is Lelechim Alehecha, Lito Menu Akaf, Shumachter Om Zechafimi. You know what the Ketorah, the third one, was for? It was for taking the empty utensil home. He would follow him in and then take the empty utensils from him. Why? I guess it would be easier for him to go. He should have to schlep less to get so much work. No, that's just Lito Menu. Hakaf Achar Haktara. So the Grah says this third, according to the Grah, the third pious is something that really didn't seem so hush. But you know what? It's Yom Kippur, it always makes you rich, and people would want it anyway. He says it's just to bring the Kalim back afterwards. That's clearly what they're going ahead, Yom. That's not anything. Putting the Kalim away afterwards, cleaning up your toys afterwards. Okay, the Ramban is a chitch. Halachas Machta is not the Avoda, that's only a Hechsher. As long as the Kohen Gadol brings the Kaf, that's what's important. Okay, last is number four. What was number four normally? The Mishnah, Nandaf Tafeb and Chafav, this also Chafav. Me, Ma'ale Ivarim and Akevish Lemizbeach. Ha'alas Ivarim min Hakevish Lemizbeach. Let me remind you, those of us who are too young to remember the Beis HaMikdash, what they, how they do it every day. In the first pious, they would assign 13 Kohanim. To shecht, to catch the blood important of the Zbeach, to do Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi, Disha Menorah, and the next nine to carry things and put them on the Kevesh, the ramp. Then the second pious, the first two was this, the third one was Ketores, the fourth one was, now go to the ramp and bring it up and burn it on top of the Mizbeach. Halasi Varim Kevesh the Mizbeach. But that has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So, what's shot on Yom Kippur? So here the Ramban is super nidchak. The Ramban here is going to be very nidchak. Says the Ramban, no, it's talking about only a varim shenisharume esmol. It's talking about leftover a varim from yesterday.
Now, why is that dachuk? For two reasons. This is very dachuk for two reasons. Number one, a varin that were left over from yesterday aren't on the kevesh. A varin that were left over from yesterday, Hector and Lachal and Bar was all night. They should have been burnt all night. Why are they doing on the kevesh in the first place? So what does he have to say? No, of course they were burning on those day. But then when they were sage in the maracha, then when they cleaned up, they had to put them on the kevesh to clean up the maracha, and then someone has to put them back. Okay. It's a chiddush that, it's not part of Seder or Aracha. It's a chiddush. They would take all of yesterday's stuff and put it on the kevesh when they cleaned up the top of the day. And then you do a pious for putting it back. The other big chiddush is from Malacha. You're not allowed to be makter yesterday's korbanos Yom Kippur. You should have been makter them yesterday. So he says, well, there's one man over its water. Oh, we don't paskin that way. He says, well, we paskin Shabbos is more kodesh than Yom Kippur. So if Yom Kippur is Sunday, you're allowed to be makter if Shabbos is leftover korbanos. So it's only talking about Yom Kippur Sunday. Okay, it's a little dachuk. Says the Gra. His lashon is a little unclear, but I'm pretty sure I know what he means. And if not, the Tiferes Yisro says the same thing. Yeah, Yahweh Boaz. But not in the Yahweh Boaz. And he has something on Hilch, so he'd be able to resummarize that he says it there. Says the Gra, he says no. I know his lashon is unclear. But halos a dorim in a kevesh lamizbeach. What doesn't it say they did? Bring them up for the kevesh to the mizbeach. What does it not technically say they did? What? Throw it on the fire. It says chas v'shalom, they didn't throw it on the fire. That needs a kohen gadol. Says no. Halu mikevesh lamizbeach to give to the kohen gadol to be mocked there. No, they brought it up to the kevesh and the mizbeach to give to the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol was mocked here. All they did was help him. Okay, so it's just helpers. Basically, according to the Gra, it's all helpers. The last three are all helpers. Here, I'll just end with one ha'ara. What's the ha'ara I'm ending with? The Gemara says, the Gemara darshins on daf chavzayin of Yoma. Okay, we're almost finished. Because the Gemara darshins, Ve'ekriv ha-kohen is a kol ha-mizbecha, zo ha-lochas evarim le-kevesh. Oh, hold on a second. Ha-lochas evarim. Ha-locha is part of the malacha. That's part of the avodah. I understand the haktar is being done by a kohen gadol. But what about ha-locha? Why can't ha-locha be done by a kohen hekit? What's pshat on the graph? How can a ha-locha be bringing something to the be'ah? Ha-locha is an avodah. Why can ha-locha be done by a kohen hekit? What's pshat on the graph? I'm saying this is that turn done by the kohen gadol. And here I want to make a deal with Nifla. What does the Gemara say that Chosayim and Aleph? Listen hard. The Hikra, according to the call of his Becha, Zo Holochis Evarim Likevesh. Carrying the Evarim to the ramp. What does it say here? You know what's Avoda? Holochis are in Likevesh. Carrying them to the ramp is Avoda. Obviously, Haktara, that means burning them, is Avoda. But what's the deal? Halachas Eivarim le-kevesh is avoda. How about halachas Eivarim from the kevesh to the top of the Zeah? Apparently that's not avoda. Apparently the Gra's onto something here. The Kohen Gadol has to carry them to the kevesh. And he has to burn them. Chavzayin and Aleph zo halachas Eivarim le-kevesh. But from the kevesh to the Zeah, that's not avoda. And that a Kohen Hev you could do. Why? Why would it be that carrying them to the kevesh is an avoda? Remember, the Gra never said that the second one, a Kohen Hedyu, carried to the Kevesh, which they normally do. Why is carrying to the Kevesh Avoda, burning it on top of Avoda, but carrying it from the ramp up to the top of the Zbeach is not Avoda?
They were arranged along on the ramp itself. No.
What?
Pieces were arranged on the ramp itself.
Yeah.
So, and you're supposed to throw the pieces on the ramp, but the placement is probably supposed to be ground. So you theoretically don't need any, that go could be the only two steps. You can bring them to the ramp and then pump it all the time.
Okay, I'll even say it a little better. You ever notice when you're learning Avodas Yom Kippur, although this is an everyday thing, that in the first pious, they would bring them to the kevesh, and then they would leave them on the kevesh, and then they would do other things. Then they would come back in the fourth pious and bring them from the kevesh up to the top and make them burn them. What's the stopping on the kevesh business? What's the secret of like leaving the vermin on the kevesh? Like, you ever notice, you said, I read the whole Chumash, I know all about Parbanos. Why all of a sudden when I get to Chazal, do we like leave them on the kevesh, do other things, and then come back? So you could say, well, we just want a lot of people to be Zocha, etc. But I think, in my opinion, I have no proof for this whatsoever. No proof for this whatsoever. But hopefully we all know the Mishnah in the ninth parak of Zvachim. And with this we'll end. Says the Mishnah, the ninth parak of Zvachim, and that people of an Aleph, Kishem Sham is Beach Mekadesh as Haroilo. Just like Mizach Mekadesh Haroilo. Whatever's on there is Beach is kosher, even if it had a problem. Kacha Kevesh Mekadesh. Likewise, the Kevesh is Mekadesh. The Kevesh is Mekadesh, Kodo Gemzeach Yitnash, the Kevesh part of the Dex Mekadesh, what's on it. Meaning, the Kevesh has a din of Mizbeach Mekadesh, what's on it. Now, I understand, Mekadesh means something's possible to Mekadesh. Well, of course, that also means that there's a kiyum of something's kosher in putting it there. Right? There's some kiyum of something being on the Mizbeach that has enough Mina, Mizbeach Mekadesh. And that also applies to the Kevesh. Now we can understand. The Kevesh has Kedushas Mizbeach, but Inyan Lekadesh, whatever's on it. And therefore, Tvimolech Lekevesh, that's Avoda. You have to take it from the Azara and be Mekadesh it by putting it on the Mizbeach. To be Makir burning the fire, that's Avoda. But to carry it from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, that's like carrying it from one square inch of the Mizbeach to another square inch of the Mizbeach. That's not Avoda. When we say it's an avoda bimolech, we don't mean transportation is an avoda. We mean bringing something to a place of greater kedusha is an avoda. Bringing something to the place where it belongs is an avoda. Since the kevesh has the status of mizbeach, the shem shows b'dap kevav mal v'bav shem shows b'dap mikadesh kacha kevesh mikadesh. Therefore, once you put it on the kevesh, you finish the mitzvah of holacha. Ah, you have to bring it up top to burn. No, that's just because it happens to be that the top is in a convenient place to have a fire. But theoretically, the Kevesh is the same status as the Mizbeach. And then it makes perfect sense what the Gros says. The Hikra, according to Sakol, Zoholach, they burn the Kevesh. Bring it to the Kevesh is an avoda, because you're bringing it to the place of Kedusha where it belongs. Burning is an avoda, because Haftar is its own avoda. Bringing it from one square inch of the Mizbeach to another square inch of the Mizbeach, that's not avoda, that's just technical work. That's just busy. That's just manual labor. Likewise, bringing the kevesh to the mizbeach is just manual labor, because the kevesh has the status of the mizbeach. And now it makes sense why we divide in two steps. First is mizbeach nekadesh. First pious on a regular day, you put it on the kevesh, and now it's gotten to the place of kedusha. I understand there's no fire there. That's a technical problem. You could put a fire in the kevesh and be guilty, right? It's just, I mean, it would be dangerous to put a fire on a small surface. And then the fourth pious, what the fourth pious? Normally, the ikar of the fourth pious is not carrying it from the kevesh to the mizbeach. That's nothing. That's just manual labor. It's burning it. And therefore, explains the Gra, you can have a fourth pious now, because that avoda that's left is only burning it. It's already on the mizbeach, because the kevesh has the mizbeach. Ah, just the manual labor carrying up to the top. For that, you do a pious, even though it's not a real avoda. Still, people want to do anything that helps the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. So I think the Gra here is very meduyak. He's onto something, because the halacha is finished when it gets to the kevesh. And again, my raya is daf of zayinim and aleph. The hikar according to kol chazal darshan zohalach zevarim lekevesh. They never say zohalach zevarim l'roshim mizbeach. And the svara is vachim peivavim aleph. Kishem shazbeach mekadesh hacha kevesh mekadesh the kevesh had the kedusha mizbeach. Then you bring yotzei halach when you bring it to the kevesh. Carrying it the rest of the way up, burning it, haktar is another avoda. But carrying it the rest of the way up, that's just manual labor. And therefore, you make a pious. Why a pious for manual labor? Because even manual labor, it's helping the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. Everyone wants to do it. And therefore, you need a lottery. Okay, this is almost all that we plan to talk about today. So I think we'll call it a day because the hour is already late. For next year.
And what about all those we showed him? What about we showed him that say goes all the way?
What? I didn't hear you, Chaim.
What are the Rishonim who are holding, a lot of Rishonim are holding that it has to go from the Kevesh all the way to the top, otherwise stopping midway is nothing. It's no fulfillment. It has to go all the way. The Ramban himself, the Pais HaRavisha Sidurai says, Sodrim et Ha'ivarim ala Maracha.
No, it has to go all the way to burn it. What I'm claiming is in lungs, of course it has to go all the way to burn it. You have to put it in the fire, and the fire's on top. What I'm saying is there's two avodos, halacha and haktara. The halacha is going to get the kevesh. The only reason you have to bring it up top is to do haktara. And therefore, the actual transportation to the top is not halachically significant. Okay, we'll just continue. I want to look at the, for the next year, there's one point that I didn't get to, which was the sort of last thing in the Makoros that I'll mention briefly, but I want to continue in the Gemara, first a little about Parah Aduma, until Menahani Mili, Gemara Rashi Tosvos, look at the Tosfos Shishanim Dermasul Kihechi, and the Rambam and Hilchas Parah, the beginning of their base, that's Metzuyim the Ein Mishpat here. And basically we go on Gemara Rashi Tosfos, flip the Daf and base, look at the Tosfos Shishanim Kihechi and the Rambam in the beginning of Beis Hilchas Parah, and I'll send out more Makoros Mir Hashem later. Okay, Shkayach, everyone. Anyone who has questions? Isaac.
Yeah. This whole chart has been all these different. I also understand these things still count as real bodot, and therefore you can have it. So doesn't that undermine the whole meaning that these are the English songs? These all are real bodot. It's not a bodot. They're like regular.
No! These are not, the groves are not a bodot at all. Finishing up Shkita after Thun Rope is not a vote at all. It's just technical. Yeah. This is, these are not a vote at all. That's the difference between the Grother and the Grother. The Grother thinks they're mamish not a vote. I think is my shot in the Grother. They're mamish not a vote. Meaning, you wouldn't need Big Day Kahuna for these things. Whether they more than they might have, I'll be mid-help. But they're mamish not a vote. You know, these things that they're a bond picks, that gets a little trickier. And I think the Rambam would have to, and here I didn't get into it properly. This is an avoda, but it's yesterday's avoda. This is an avoda, but it's yesterday's, meaning the nighttime avoda. And these, I think he invents a phrase called Hesher avoda. There might be some in-between status where it's an avoda, but only a preparatory avoda, not an independent avoda. And he thinks that has less of a status. Now, to tie that into where we started, Yesh Ladon. I think you're right. The gross finding things are mamish not a bonus. They're mamish just manual labor. But this kind of manual labor is something everyone wants to do. The Brahmanis finding things that are a bonus, just either a bonus from the nighttime, or what he calls Hashra Avoda. What's funny is that Hashra Avoda, I'm not sure what he means by Hashra Avoda. Does he mean it's mamish not an Avoda? Dishan of Mizbeach, Dishan of Menorah, is that Mamishan Avoda? Or is it like a new category that you invented of a semi-Avoda, in which case that would tie back to that? So that's a little unclear.
So how do I understand the Valmor? The point of Valmor, there's still, no matter what, there's all these responsibilities. Why are they not tied to the
Valmor? Meaning, Birch Shital Yodo is clearly, well, this he might just say, it's not true. And this he might say, Mom, no one took the Kelim home for me, took the Kelim home himself. So the only thing is Mirok Shita. So what would he say? He
also was someone to stir the dam.
Yeah, correct. He's the one to stir the dam.
There's all kinds of things.
Right. So I think what the Balabon would say is that very simple. It would say, since there's not a pious for these things on a regular day, now Mirok Shita is in between, but a pious for Shita, but not for Mirok Shita. But Rambam and Balabon just say, since there's not a pious on a regular day, they weren't attacking a pious for you.
Okay.
How did they decide who to do it? It's not really going to go against his friends. I think that's what it said.
And then also going back, I just wanted to have a large question about Kol Avoda, Simukipar, etc.
Isaac, get the last word, please.
Yeah. Does that mean that essentially what we're saying is we're assuming only Rabino Agadol actually thinks the Maisa, and the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do all the Yom Kippur?
Correct.
Now let's acknowledge the Kohen Gadol does have to do all the Yom Kippur, and what are the exceptions?
Exactly. Precisely. Okay. Precisely. Shalom, everyone. Shalom, the new faces, by the way.
Shalom,
the old new faces.
Thank you. And because I number the Aleph, you have.
You're muted. Start again.
What daf is the raya?
What daf is what?
Chavzayin number Aleph. You have Zuhalacha, right? Zuhalacha.
Right.
And you said the svara for that is where? What's the other daf that you mentioned that it mentions it afterwards?
Sorry, Zvachim Peivav Amin Aleph. The diok was from Yoma 27a, and the svara was from Zvachim 86a.
Yeah.
Yehuda, was my connection good? Did you hear me well during Shir?
Yes, I did.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Yes.
I heard from Ephraim Goldberg that I don't remember if he put it someone, but he was going to identify that. What I get on the coin to address at the beginning is after he puts on his particular before he does it, so that like he's doing the able to say it shouldn't go to his head to think that he's like on this high level. Let him like take out the trash first, he like beginning, but he puts on the big kahuna first to like give him the perspective. Like, even people that are taking out the trash are doing holy work.
Right.
Like, so who needs that more than anyone? The coin on Yom Kippur.
Oh, very nice. Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of interesting like Musar parts on the Truma Sadesh.
I remember what I think called it.
Do you know where this iter is? I mean, I can try to search it very long. Like, you know, I just want to make sure I see what he actually says. You know, before facing myself on the clue solution. But it is fascinating. Were you there in the Rebellion of Summer Colo of Yoma? Okay, so you're a Bucky and Yoma. You should give Shear.
Not exactly. If the whole we see by halachas adam, right, that if something's not really necessary, then it's a downgrade from natural avoda. So if there's no makor that you actually need, that you need to get from point A to point B, then that should show that it's not a real thing. And doesn't the Rambam say you can make fire? The fire is definitely to be in a square. What is it? 32 amos or however big that actually was. But it can't be. I mean, it can't be together.
Okay, so I have to be in this. I might answer you in the end that halachas evarim might not have the exact same rules as halachas dam, even though it seems to be a good parallel, right? You know what? Okay, sorry, in that. I hear what you're saying. What you're saying is if it's true that you're not allowed to make a fire on the kevesh, meaning that you're not yotzei if you burn on the kevesh, then how can I say you don't need more halacha? Who cares that the kevesh is a kadesh? It's still a halacha that's necessary to get to the goal of haktar. No, not that you finished the avodah. You finished the halacha. You still have to do haktar. But what I'm doing is I'm separating. What you're saying to me is that if you can't do haktar on the ramp, then I'm separating halacha from haktara, which is not the stop. That's what you're accusing me of. Okay, I have to think about that. I hear your timing. Joel, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, Rabbi, I just wanted to tell you, I have once heard, it might be in the Rav's book, but he gave a drasha once talking about the psak of the Chai Adam. If you forgot HaMelech HaKadosh on Leil Rosh Hashanah, that you don't have to go back. The same as forgetting El Viyavu on Rosh Chodesh.
Yes, that's in the Yahrzeit Shir.
I actually heard that shiur. So I don't remember. I remember from the shiur that the Rav said that the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh is only because of the mitzvos of Rosh Chodesh, and the mitzvos of Rosh Chodesh are Kiddush HaChodesh and the Musafim, which are only during the day. And therefore the Askor of Yalav Yavu at my Rav was like Alanisim on Chanukah, not because of the Kedusha, but just Zecha Meora. But then he said that the Kedushas Rosh Hashanah is different, because the Kedushas Rosh Hashanah, besides the Kedushas HaMitzvos, it also has the Kedushas of the Yisr Melacha. And therefore, that's forgetting HaMelech HaKadosh on Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah is different than Yalav Yavu on Rosh Chodesh.
That ties into what you were saying before. Right. And you said Mitzad, the Kedush Sayom, there's nothing to talk about. It's Pashat, the Maskana is that it's right. 1 24-hour period. It's right. Only shayach to make a hakira mitzad mitzvah sayom.
That's the Rav's kiddush, not mine.
I hear your taina. Okay. I hear your taina. Yeah, the version, if I recall correctly, in the printed Yahrzeit Shiurim maybe doesn't have all the details you just said, but, you know, but it doesn't contradict that.
I'm afraid that I might remember things that didn't happen, you know. But I don't think so in this case.
Yeah, okay, accepted.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Shmuel House, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, Rabbi, thank you.
Okay, you're listening from your apartment?
Yes, I am.
Great.